I click on the right one here? Is that what this is? New life range?
There's two of them. 132, 133.
Are we up and running?
Mm-hmm.
We're back from recess at the Taney County Board of Equalization, looking through a parcel before making a phone call.
So who, can you scroll to the bottom of that? They said who's going to be calling in, Connie or David will be calling in. Okay. Or we're calling in. Yeah.
So 33, yeah, on the first one. What you had said, wasn't it?
It's 31,000 what they give in 91. Is that what it said?
No, it's, well, on that one they gave approximately 60 grand in 91.
Approximately, what's that mean?
Well, it
means not quite.
What I'm reading is it shows that the daughter is applying for her parents because they're unable to do it, so I'm assuming that she's gathered information. If that's the property that's her parents, that she might not have the exact information on.
Oh, probably maybe what they told her they give.
Who are we working on?
Kelly's.
Well, if you go all the way down to the bottom. Connie and David Jacques. And then the second one, well, let me ask a question. There haven't been any changes made here, correct? James, what we're looking at is what they will have on their paper?
What was it said?
Fall Creek Resort, or Fall Creek.
Guys, I'm still looking for it.
Okay, we're looking at...
I've got a 130 listed as our next.
No, this is 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Okay.
And they have two parcels.
At 35 where I got that, Jim.
Have I not provided... We've got a huge amount of sales in Fall Creek, enough to establish market we've actually got.
No. My question was, is the figure we're looking at the same figure they're going to have in front of them?
I'm assuming it is.
Okay.
It's a printout of about 40,000. 40,129. That's what I'm showing.
Well, let's...
What are you seeing?
That's what I'm seeing on the first parcel, yes.
Okay. There's 30 sales out there in Fall Creek. Now we just got to pick a size.
And then the second one... Is it 64,953?
If you look down about halfway through the page, there's a 629 square footage, or a 912 square footage that sold for 60,500. Here's another 912 that sold for 37,250. Another 912 sold for 52,850. So. And another 912 at 33. They're just all over the board.
Trying to see the comparables that they have provided. Are these sales or are they listings?
I don't know.
They're all sales.
Are they?
Well, one of them's for $43,300, the first one.
Right. But that particular property's on for like $62,300.
And then the second one sold for $20,000. The problem we've got in Fall Creek, we don't know, these are older condominiums, and we don't know whether people's having to they're buying them and having to totally redo them, or...
Well, that last one that sold for $37,000, it says under age of remarks, needs carpet and paint.
Yeah, they're a worn set of condominiums.
Okay.
And the only thing about this one, it's a pretty good sized condo. It's 912 square feet compared to a lot of those others.
I'm assuming they got a raise in their assessment.
Yeah. $5.
Okay, Christy.
It went down by $5.
If you got that phone number, I could call. Oh, who's over? I'm sorry. Lynn's over there. Hold on. 9-1.
They want us to call 918-422-4160.
She'll be at work, she said, every afternoon except Thursday.
Come on.
I just saw in her letters where I got that information.
If she calls and makes a change.
Oh.
Let me have the number one more. Oh, is that it right there? Is it the top number?
It's the home number. 918-422-4161.
Please enter your account code.
Kelly? Is that the name? Yes. Yes, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we're trying to reach you regarding an appeal on assessment of property here in Taney County, Missouri. Our number to call back is 417-546-7202. We will try the other number you have listed. David or Connie? The different numbers is. Lindsay, I'm looking for either Connie or David. David, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting here with the entire board, and we are taking a look at a couple of appeals on property that you have sent in for our consideration. Do you have those in front of you so that you'd be ready to talk about them?
I think I do. I at least have the one on 14-4, but I've got some information on 40, but I didn't know we were going to be talking about both of them. But I bet we can.
Which one would you like to start with, sir?
Let's start with 14-4.
Is that first or second, folks?
Second.
Give me just a second.
Okay.
All righty, we have that information in front of us, and we have you on speakerphone so we can all hear you.
Okay, if I am understanding this right, you have it assessed at $12,340.
That's the assessed valuation. The appraised value is $64,953.
Right. Okay, the two units next to it in the same building have sold in the last year. They're both two-bedroom units, and I'm assuming roughly the same size. Unit 14-8 sold in August 20th of 2010. Now, that unit has new air conditioner and appliances, and had a new bed put in it and upgraded leather furniture, which would increase the value. That this unit doesn't have any of that. And it sold for $43,300.
Okay.
Okay. The other unit, which is 14-6, has the amenities package with it. The indoor pool, the outdoor pool, the basketball court, and all of that, which this unit does not have the amenities package. And that unit sold in September of 2010 for $37,000.
That's a two-bedroom also?
Yeah, that's a two-bedroom. All of these are even on the same floor. Now, looking at the market right now, there are several units, one of them being on Abbey Lane, which is just right down from the still in Fall Creek condos, two-bedroom, two-bath unit. The list, what it's listed for right now, is $34,800. This one is actually a little newer unit. It was built in 1994. But there are several others that are on Realtor.com, and they're all in the 30s, from 34 to 39. We talked to REMAX and had them come out. We would like to, Connie's parents would like to sell both of these units. And so we had REMAX Realtor to come out, Patty Sullivan. Is her name. And she said currently there's about 3 years worth of inventory on the market. In the larger unit, the one we're talking about now, she would estimate that it would sell for around $35,000. And even that, she thinks it would be a loan time selling.
Is there a difference, in your opinion, a major difference between the unit 4 that you're in and unit 1?
I don't have any idea what unit 1 is.
Okay.
14-1?
Well, we've got...
Is it 14-1?
We don't have that address on there. We got the legal description wrong.
The assessor said what we have is the legal descriptions. I'm looking at the...
Okay, when you say unit 1... I'm not sure what you're talking about then. Are you talking about the two units that the Kelly's own? There are two units.
No. No, I'm looking. The assessor has furnished us with 30 comparable sales.
Okay.
And the sales range anywhere from around 41,000 up to 63,000, 65,283 is the highest I see.
Okay.
Many of them are.
What's the address of that 65,000?
All I've got is unit 4, and then it says par 11. What does that mean, James, on your study here?
Unit 4, parcel 11.
Unit 4, parcel 11.
I don't have any idea where that is.
Let me see if I can get on the map here.
And then we got unit 1, parcel 41, that sold for 64.8, but that was in 09.
Well, I think your best comparison would be the units in the same building, not next to it, which have sold within the last year. And then you've got a whole lot more on the market, which are for sale, which would keep driving the prices down.
James, I'm clicking. Can you click on some of those different condos for me there that you got up on the screen? I just wanted to look at the as we go by. Now, where's the one we're looking at?
This was right.
Would you click on it? All right.
No, that's not it.
So, are you looking at Realtor.com or are you looking somewhere else?
No, we're looking at the actual plat pictures of these condos and. We're looking at the valuations that are placed on them.
Okay.
Let me ask this question. On this first, we're on the second one, aren't we? You sure that's?
Now, if you want to include the conversation of the other one,
no,
it
not
should be even less.
Yeah, not
bedroom,
sir, know. Not just yet.
Okay.
Now, here's my question. This is it on the screen, James. I don't understand the value that's there
that's
compared
the
to what I'm looking at. That's the first one?
Yeah, that's parcel 27-.002. And what we should be on is
0.004?
24.004.
Now, is the parcel, parcel 14, was that?
Yeah, that's it. Click
building
on that.
14.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm looking down through here. We've got two or three sales in that building. Is that right?
Can you click on that right there? Okay. Then click on one next to it. And keep going around.
I can see there's a miscalculation on this condo just by looking at the improvement lines. Kenny, we need to recalculate 18.6, 14.4, 5, 24.04.
Sir, we're having our proper people take a look at this particular condo. Can we move to your other one for a moment?
Okay.
Yes.
I don't have the deal from you, what you appraised it at.
$40,129.
Okay. 40. So the unit right next to it, 40-1, sold on 12-17-2010. same unit, one bedroom, one bath.
I hear.
For $20,000.
For $20,000?
$20,000. From 12/17, 2010.
Was that a distressed sale, or do you know?
Was that what?
Was that a distressed sale? Was that a bank sale or anything
like that? I think just about every one of these that are sold are a distressed sale. I think if you talk to any of these owners, they greatly regret making these purchases. The unit right next to it, the lady bought 5 years ago for $45,000. She owes $43,000 in the bank, and it's worth $20,000 to $25,000.
So you know, in our appraisal practice, sir, that this is James Strahan, that these are to be arm's length transactions. Are you telling this board you're willing to take $20,000 for this property?
We've offered it for $27,000 and did not even get a bite. I'm saying it's worth $20,000.
But you
paid, I think, $40,000 for it. So we're not very excited about selling it at all. We're thinking maybe if we can hang on a while that the value may come up. But there's no way now that it's worth $40,000. I guarantee you, if you would offer us $40,000, we'll get in the car and drive over there today and take the money.
Well, the question was, would you take 20?
Well, it depends on how serious the offer is. You can't hardly rent them out. You can't short-term rentals, long-term rentals. The place is getting run down. There's all kinds of fights going on in the board. The diamond, whatever it's called, that's the main place with the amenities, is mad at all of these owners and doing everything they can to not let them have the amenities. It's a very sad situation.
Are these on a nightly rental?
No, they have been in the past, but they're not right now. They are sitting there depreciating right now.
Are they vacant?
Yes. This 40-2 was on a monthly rental. The gal left 2 months ago, owing $300 and owing a bunch of money to the electrical company.
Can you tell me what the monthly rental on those are?
I think it was around $400.
James, do you have any recommendations?
No.
I'm going to make one.
Go ahead.
No, go, I'm waiting on to see what you...
No, go ahead.
Oh, we've got a motion to lower this to $30,000.
Would that be $30,000 on the improvements and leave the land at $5,000, or what did you... Where were you headed with that? Oh, that'd be $35,000. Total $30,000. Okay.
I would.
I kind of just went through the. I think he had like 11 sales at the 600 square foot range, and it averaged out at 34,000 even. So I think we're.
Too far?
Yeah.
Why do you want to split the difference on it? I mean.
On Realtor.com, unit 30-12, so that's Fall Creek. Unit 30, which is right next to it, is listed at $24,950.
I have a motion that's on the floor. Is there a second?
I second.
There is a motion to lower valuation, correct me if I'm wrong, girls, to BOE parcel 0133. Is that wrong, or is it the first one?
No, it says 3-4.
No, 3-2.
I'm on the
0132. I have a motion on 0132 to lower it from the 40,129 to 30,000. Sir, the current motion on the floor is to move the valuation of this property down by $10,129 to $30,000.
Are any of you willing to pay $30,000 for it?
What we're looking at is the grouping of sales that we do have here and all the valuations that are presently assessed against all the other properties that are in those complexes.
If any of you were sitting in my chair, you would not say that property is worth $30,000. There's not any of you that would buy it for $30,000. If you would, tell me, we'll get in the car and come over and collect the money for it. The most that you should consider that is $25,000. And I don't think we can get that for it.
Do you have the information that was mailed to us in front of you?
I have a lot of information in front of me. I've got the deal on 40-1, which is to me the most relevant, because it is virtually the same unit right next to it, and it sold on 12-17-2010 for $20,000.
Well, the reason I ask is whoever filled the paperwork out, and I don't know if it was your in-laws or you or your bride, said the fair market value was $33,000 on this particular piece of property. And so
I don't have that here. I have
strictly on her evaluation here,
I don't have hardly anything on that condo.
It was the
application
for appeal, and it's signed by Donald C. Kelly.
Okay. That would be her parents, her dad.
Okay, and he said the fair market value on that piece of property is $33,000.
Okay.
And that's where I'm going.
I think he's dreaming.
Sir?
And I think the facts back me up.
Sir?
Yes?
That's what I'm going off of, is when we have a fair market value listed on the application fee.
Oh, what he's thinking that is 14. He's thinking that is 14.4 because he has down that he paid, I see that now, that he paid $60,000 for it. And I have the original purchase here where he paid $66,000 for it. So that's what he's thinking, that you're talking about the two-bedroom unit. Yeah, I see what you're talking about. You don't have, do you have another sheet?
We have the other application sheet, yeah, don't we?
No, I don't have it.
They put both parts on the application.
They are 79 years old and really worked hard to get the information down here trying to work on this. But that 33,000 market price is what they would say, and what I would say is closer to the two-bedroom unit. But I would expect you to put it at 35,000. I would say 25 and 35 would be generous on your part.
Well, and you know, as I made the motion, I want you to understand, as I make the motion, I understand by looking at what is presented with a signature on it, and as we offer to lower these deals, lower than what the people actually put on their fair market value, even though they're paying more taxes, that's the reason I make the motion as I made the motion. So
okay.
I wanted you to understand that.
Then you need to make the motion for 14.4. Because that is what they put that down for. This sheet that you've got does not say 42 on it anywhere, or does it say 14.4? But when you look at the approximate purchase price, that was for 14.4.
I don't know where he's at. Where's the other sheet?
Apparently, they've got them together, right?
Yeah, they bought them. They bought them real close together, and they just filled. It looks like they just filled out one form, and they were filling out this form on 14-4.
What he's saying in on you say okay. You're saying 14-4 is the property number. What we're looking at is a 24.004.
Right, I don't have the legal description here.
What that's set in at, and that's the one that you were saying was going to be recalculated, James, is 64,953. And what he's saying is that would be one to set at 35 and the other one at 25.
Right.
That's his request. That's I'm with you now.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have the legal description, so I can't tell them apart that way.
I think we need, Ron, we're already running behind. I think we need to go ahead and.
I'm going to accept your motion, Dan. And was there a second?
Yes, there was.
With a second. Mr. Kelly, we're going to vote on .002, and there's a motion to establish that at $30,000. And if that motion passes, you're going to receive written notification of that in just a few days, and you're going to receive instructions on how to appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission if you want to seek an appeal from them to see if that will be lowered again. And they will hear that appeal either personally or by phone. As to the best of my knowledge, they work that way, and they will actually come down here and set up those appointments. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Yes. Jeffrey seconded.
I'm sorry. Is there any further discussion?
I have one question.
Yes,
what
sir.
Do you think? To Mr. Strahan.
Is that the value? On this one. I'm not seeing it in the comparables he sent himself.
Yeah, he divided up the ones you had, and it came about 34.
Yeah, I just went off the ones, and it came out.
In that same...
I mean, we got 33 on this fair market value. We've made a figure here that compares to other comparable sales, and it's 34. And I've requested 30. So I mean, that isn't that $11,000 cheaper than what was sent out to him? So. That's about, I'm just trying to do whatever.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Second parcel we were looking at is 024.004, which is our number BOE0133. Currently is established at 64,953.
Excuse me. That number has been corrected to 57,883. It hadn't been calculated in the computer. 11,000 assessed. 57,883 appraised, 11,000 assessed.
And there's no paperwork on this one for us to look at, right?
I think
all of the 66,
paperwork
you have is for this.
33, that's what he was talking about, was this parcel.
Oh.
And that's where you guys are refusing to listen.
No. No, we're not. And we heard you. The information that you put down, or that he did, and the 33 was based upon, in his opinion, that it was this piece of property. And the fact that it was purchased for around 66, I think, is what you said.
Right.
So we've heard you.
Okay.
Just for a number, I did the same thing with the 912 square foot ones, and they came out at 46.
That's the median?
Yeah, for the comparables.
The median on the comparable, you'll make a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
To change, BOE number ending in 0132.
33.
It's 0133.
0133 to $46,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made to lower BOE number 0133 to 46,000. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Mr. Kelly, both of these changes are going to be mailed to you, as I said, in the next few days. So you'll have these decisions in writing. Larger property was lowered to 46,000. The other property was lowered to 30,000 from the valuations that were placed on them prior. If you are not satisfied with those decisions, again, you may appeal that to the Missouri State Tax Commission. And we will provide you with the information on how to do that.
That is a big hassle that you guys are putting us through, which should not have to happen.
Actually, it's going to an internet site. They'll provide you with the form, and they will set up a time to hear your case. It's really a pretty simple, it's not court. It's just an opportunity to be heard by an individual. Actually, his name generally is Bart Titchener. That handles the cases down here, who will hear you personally, or just like we're doing today.
Okay.
Sir, I thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Goodbye. Well, I'm going to tell you, there must be some... Where is that? Where's this condo?
Fall Creek. It's old.
The old...
The old originals. I think they was the first condos built out in that area.
Did he say they're 70 years old?
His parents are 79. I mean, his in-laws.
Oh, his in-laws are 70.
But now, he answered as a bank, I believe.
His what?
He answered as a savings and loan company. I believe that secretary did. I believe we were speaking to
him. I thought he said he was 70.
This is his in-laws? Well, we've got...
Before you call, I know we're calling the promenade. I had a report run, and I'm going to get it printed out for everyone. I think we're affecting too many houses with that wide-sweeping motion. It shows that we're going to reduce the overall valuations by $4.9 million if we go at $232 a square foot for all properties.
Do you want... Go ahead.
Well, I just think we need to look at the motion, because... I don't think that's what our intentions were. And there's like 18 properties that we'll get an increase in. So what I'm going to do is print this out, and can I just give it to you, James, and your crew can work on it this next week, and then we can fix it?
They already fixed it. I think they're almost done. They got the same report out of...
I ran a little different report than they had asked. Because I was trying to figure out what we... It's not... There's just a few large ones that we didn't specify. Like the one that's at 7.9 million
already.
Well, that's a commercial.
Yeah, right. They're all commercial because they're all commercial rated. That's what I'm.
What are you talking about? Promenade.
Yeah, but they're all commercial. That's what I'm saying. We probably need to tighten that motion up. Is what I'm saying.
Well, you'd have to raise your square foot cost to tighten that motion up.
What's your thinking on that?
I just want someone to look at it from the assessor's office. Because I don't know if this is what we were hoping to do.
And a loss of what now?
Well, it looks like we would...
Over 4 million?
4.994 million. But we would increase... See, I got to look at these parcels. It shows we'd increase it by 2.3 million.
Now, how are you finding that information, Jim, under what kind of
15 parcels
query did you run?
I did all properties that fell in the promenade subdivision, which is what Melissa ran. So all the parcels, and I took the appraised value, okay, and then I took the base area of each parcel times 232, which is what we established, and came up with a new appraised total. So then I compared the old appraised total with the new appraised total, and that got me the difference. And if it went down, it was in one group, and if it went up, it's in a different group.
The problem I think you've got into, Jim, I don't think it can be that much. And the reason I say that is because of you're looking at the promenade includes a restaurant, a beauty shop, and different things on the lower floor. That's all totally
the boutique.
Right, and that's not included in what we've done. We're working with condominiums.
Just residential.
Condominiums.
Condominiums, because they're all commercial.
Right. So those parcels aren't
affected. Let me take those out. That's fine. Let me take those out.
I think you'll see a huge difference.
I will. Okay, so what I've got left now, which is... I didn't count those in, sorry. Let me double check if I counted those in or not. I didn't include those.
You didn't?
An original. I'm going to print this out for you guys to look at.
Can we come back to that, gentlemen?
Yes.
Mr. Borganelli?
Please enter your account code.
The war injury's bothering you, the ass.
Thanks for bringing me that phone number.
I'm trying to help you, sir. So he doesn't call this a mistake next year. The BOE mistake of 2011.
Hi, Suzanne Morganelli.
Suzanne, you're having too much fun.
This is
Ron Houseman calling from the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Oh, how are you doing? Thanks for calling.
Yes, we wanted to chat with you about your appeal regarding a parcel of property.
Okay, and actually I really wanted you to talk to my husband, Greg. I want to see if he can come to the phone. Yeah, actually I wanted him to talk to y'all. Sorry, I answered his phone because I know y'all will be calling soon.
No, we don't want to talk to Greg. No, I'm just kidding.
Please, he knows more about it than I do.
Well, all right then.
Oh my gosh, we forgot about the time change, so we thought 1:15. Like, oh my God, they didn't close. Like, oh, that's right. We're an hour ahead of you guys. Right.
Well, actually, I'm running a little late.
All right, well, hold on 1 second. Here he comes. We're at work today. Greg is a pediatric dentist, so I went back there to tell him that you guys were on the phone.
Well, we're going to send you our assessor then.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness he didn't hear that, right, guys?
We're going to lower it. One of them. Is this one here? I show this one. 18,000 appraised.
This one
here.
I don't think so.
Here, let me pull up and I'll show you.
720 times.
Hello?
Yes. Mr. Borganelli?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
How you doing? You called me, and I got about summertime. I'm a pediatric dentist, and I'm running around like a crazy man. But I'm glad you called. Thank you.
We'll try to talk quick then. Actually, we have your property in the promenade at Branson Landing pulled up in front of us. I have you on speakerphone, so the entire Board of Equalization is here. And we're ready to listen to what you have to say about this parcel of property.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. I bought the piece of property in 2007. I have two of them. I have a studio and I have a one bedroom. And I paid $139,900 for the studio and I paid $189,900 for the one bedroom. I have come before your board before. You guys lowered the one bedroom to 173, I think, last year, and the other one to 123 or something like that, somewhere in that neighborhood. I have not made any money on these properties yet. I pulled up my tax returns. In 2008, the income or the negative income on the studio was minus $2,600 in 2009. It was minus $1,662 in 2010. It was minus $181. So we're getting closer, but we ain't there yet. on the 189.9 property, 2008 income was negative $1,152, 2009 minus $3,490, and 2010 we made $500. So, you know, it's getting better on that one too. But, I mean, that's not the point. The point is, you know, with the way things are and the property values going down and that kind of stuff and what, you know, I've seen that the properties, some of the properties are selling for, and I sent you, I faxed over a copy that a realtor named Elaine Hazelwood with Carol Jones Realty, these are her numbers on some of those pieces of properties they have recently sold.
Right.
Like one of the one bedrooms sold for 120 and one sold for 94. So, I mean, just kind of an average, you know, if you're looking at, you know, maybe around a 110. And the studio, there's a few of them, you know, for, that,
where's,
that have
the
sold.
Studio going to the new
you know, average of what I saw there was right around the 104. So, you know, I was just calling to see if we could reduce the with all, you know, thank goodness I don't owe any money on these condos because there's a lot of people over there that are way upside down in these things and they're not only losing money but they're also paying a bank interest on their loan and that kind of stuff. But you know, every little bit counts, and you know, I was just calling to see if I could reduce our value more in line with the way things are selling now.
If you give me just a second.
Sure.
Mr. Borinelli, the board had made a change on these condos. Oh, you're working on that?
We wanted to tell you that we weren't going to make any changes at all till we talked to Suzanne.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Since she's made us laugh, we're in a really good mood.
Let me tell you something. I've been married to her for 25 years, and I'm going to tell you something. She's got me in more doors than you can imagine.
Yeah.
You know, she's very special. She was a homecoming queen of her high school in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and she was also the homecoming queen of Mississippi State. So people absolutely love her. So if you want to speak to her, I'm happy to let you talk.
Yeah, we're tired of you. Put the homecoming queen back on and we'll cut a deal.
All right, I'm going to put her up. All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Hey, it's Judy again.
Boy, we're glad you're back. Who was that guy?
Thank you. Who was that guy?
No, and I hope he's still standing there. Here is what the board has already done, and we wanted to make you both aware. The one property has been lowered to 109,967. That's the studio.
Okay.
And the one bedroom has been lowered to 167,039.
Okay, that's what the value is now.
Right. These were recommendations of the assessor when he went through those properties at the promenade, and we have actually we've gone through that entire project.
Okay. Okay. Great. Okay. Good. Thank you.
You have any other questions?
No, sir. I appreciate y'all working with us and reassessing and all that good stuff. Okay.
We are going to put this in writing to you, and hopefully we'll have that out in the next few days. And you tell him we said be good to you.
Okay, I will. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Homecoming queen in two different colleges? That's pretty cool.
High school and college.
High school and college. I can see him. He's a good-looking guy. You guys visualize him? Sorry to cut in on your comments.
Good.
I just was...
Lisa Sable, we had a year in 09, but she'd ought to be totally satisfied here. We're just $4,000 apart, I think, on her. It's the same thing, a promenade coming up.
Okay. Well, I'll let you explain what it's gone to. We're ready for me
you
to make that call, right?
Yeah. 040? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
91.
It was actually 039.
Okay.
Was.
Okay.
805?
805-431-4393. We didn't make the motion to set the value because we still had a motion to apply the values.
We'll come back.
Okay. We just got to apply the values.
If this one's
fine. Please enter your account code.
We did.
I didn't know what we did.
We listened to instructions well.
So it's got two properties that Lisa has?
I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe.
I see two.
So what's Lisa saying? Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, she may not be speaking to you. Look at the fair market she's got up there.
Fair market she has.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 80543.
Yeah, I looked at that wrong.
393 is not available.
Ms. Sable, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we are calling to chat with you about two appeals that you sent in on property value assessments here in Taney County, Missouri. If you would give us a call back, the board would like to chat with you. We're at 417-546-7202. Thank you. Who's next?
Jim, what was that?
Oh, Jim, you wanted to, I'm sorry.
Motion to, let me get the right sheet here. Motion to apply the 232 per square foot to base area formula to BOE number 0134 and 0135.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to apply the base value as determined to be at 232 to property numbers 0134 and 0135. As a matter of discussion, I would like to state that those values that were just shared was 109,967 and 167,039, respectively. Discussion?
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
The amount of hers you'll raise if you do the 232.
That's right.
Discussion?
That's right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay.
Could we get the commission to put in one of them tubes from Kenny's desk there? Would that be better?
Like a bank teller?
Yeah. One of these I did change to the 232.
Well, you use an old vacuum sweeper.
So I'm going to have to get the book closed.
So.
But I don't remember which one it was.
Yes, sir. Wait a minute. I was supposed to see a twinkle like that in your eye.
So it's not this one. You didn't change this one. And you met that may be the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And this one you changed, didn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, she didn't answer her phone, so we're in good shape. What Kenny has discovered is Mrs. Sabo's property had been adjusted in 2009.
Yep.
Through an appeal process, and if we put the 232 on, we would actually be raising it slightly.
$24,646.
On one of them.
Right.
The other one we are okay on. It dropped it.
That's what I'm saying. That's the 15 properties I've identified that we've got to figure out what we're going to do.
Right. I would say you should roll back to the 09, you know, as good as the 09 was to us and everything, and roll it back to that value of 09, Jim.
What do you mean by that,
James?
Is that the mistake that we had? Now it's a good value?
Yeah, that's a good value in one place.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I just thought you might have missed something.
No, no, it was...
But those were individual BOE decisions, and the promenade had nothing to do with the mistake of 2009.
I knew you'd throw that back. The one that the people call that a vote. Okay.
The one that some call it.
Okay. I just make sure.
Was sort of like the 2000.
The vote of 2008. That's the mistake of 2008.
So, is there a further motion that would, since you have found those properties,
we've not had them today,
remedy that?
This should go to the county clerk.
In other words,
we'd be doing mass appraisals.
In other words, not to affect.
But why wouldn't we do a mass appraisal on these 15 parcels?
Well, now let me go back. On this, did we set that valuation
on the base
at a base value and up, and all of them established at that value? No, we used 2/3 of the
share.
Not
worried about this. We
have 15 parcels.
But give this to one of the BOE.
Some vary from
this
$5,
is a new BOE letter, and I don't know what you're going
to
do about it.
Raise them up and send them.
When did you guys get it?
Increase them.
I think we have to.
It'll have a date on
do
the
that.
You just got to get it done quickly.
The $32,000 increase.
You can't
this.
Hear it then. It's just.
And if that particular.
It just has to be done quickly if we're going to do it.
Well, I mean, that's my question. That's what we're talking about, James. What do we do with these parcels?
Okay, the ones that was changed by the 09 BOE, there is a state law that beat me up one time. I must recognize past BOE decisions. And I cannot change it unless new and relative information is available. So on the mistake of 2009, I had new information that was relative. This is was heard individually. These promenades was heard as individuals and was not in that mass motion of 2009. So we can I haven't heard new information to change that value on those that were changed that would require an increase, as Jim is referring to.
It went over my head. I just didn't see it up there.
There's a statute that we changed a piece of property from a 2009 BOE value, and the State Tax Commission put it back to that value.
Jim, don't pull what little hair you got left out.
There ain't no way you can get a hold of that hair.
It's loose.
But
so are you telling us,
Mr. Chairman,
yes, sir,
this is not a mistake of 2009 and that we can leave that value alone without putting it in the decision of 2011?
So those what some would call a vote 2009 and others would call an error.
Right.
A mistake, I think, not error. Mistake is the word he's been using. For the last 15
years. The court says to change 2009, there must be powerful, persuasive evidence.
Powerful.
Yes, and in the mistake, there is powerful, persuasive evidence that can be pointed out. In these decisions, there is no evidence to say to increase it.
Well, and with a straight face.
The 18 properties that Mr. Strophus is referring to should remain the same.
There you have it. Do we have to make a special motion to make that happen?
I think you would after you made your other motions. I think you would have to.
There are some here, however, that are thinking about sending out increased notices for those few. Am I right or am I wrong?
That's just one option, Ron.
That's one option.
Okay.
But I think we will lose at the state level. Mrs. Sabo went to the state last time. She went past
the BOE. She was rolled back.
Yes. And they will win if you raise it without substantial evidence to raise it on their particular property.
Is there verbiage, James, that will work in a motion? Or, because I would think that it's needed.
I mean, really the motion is, with the value of 232, setting the value of base area times 232 and excluding any values that would be increased over the assessed valuation
established in
January 1st, 2011. So if it's been set, it's set.
As long as it's not higher than what
the. Or I could just list the parcel IDs.
Well, why don't we craft the verbiage while we're going ahead and taking another call, and then we'll make that motion after a while.
Because that's what Kenny ran down here. He said, James, I haven't changed this one.
Okay.
He heard us on the mic.
This stuff's contagious.
Would you pull that one more time? I think it's looking better.
Really? What time is my slushie going to get here? Because I'm going to leave at 3:30. I just want to make sure I can drink it before I leave.
Yeah, you don't get blamed for
each when you said.
That actually happens for me. Some yeah. other people,
yeah,
not
you
so
don't
much.
Want to get brain freeze here. Maybe you need some Zoom.
Hey, you said 4 o'clock earlier. Have you moved it forward?
Yeah, because you're being mean to me.
They've got a country western song about that, you know.
Please.
Hit a verse.
Please. If you love anybody in the county courthouse, you won't sing. Because this is broadcasting.
It's called All You Want to Be Is Me.
Hey, yo, how many people, that reminds me of, how many outside the courthouse are listening? I just wondered. I mean, how many we have listening would be a better term, I guess.
18 outside the courthouse.
Ron, Chuck, Paulson. All right, guys, we've had a sufficient break. Let's move on to Centora. And what are we looking at there, James?
Centora, Terry L. Centora. This is a... Two condos.
Gentlemen, just so you know, Lynn just informed me that their confirmation letter came back.
Please enter your account code.
I missed that.
The confirmation letter came back, got returned to us, so they may not answer.
I called them up with a message.
Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Mr. Centora?
Yes, I am.
This is Ron Houseman. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization down in Taney.
You know, I'll tell you, we were just getting on. I actually just dialed one, and the phone rang, so I'm glad you're calling.
Well, were you calling me?
Yeah, we were thinking, okay, well, 145, maybe we did something wrong here and didn't connect the dots, so we thought we'd try and phone you, but we're connected now.
No, I had a couple of Board of Equalization or members that fell asleep, and it took us that long to wake them up. That's actually, we have your property in front of us, sir, and we have the information that's provided, and we would like to chat with you about it. We currently have you on speakerphone, so all members of the Board of Equalization can hear you and can talk to you. And we are ready if you are ready.
Yes, we are ready, and hello, board.
You
hello.
Go.
You know, thanks for taking our call and listening to our situation regarding our vacation property in Branson. We've had the pleasure of being an owner for the last 11 years, and we've talked to. We've talked to other owners and people who have been connected to this process in the previous years, and we've been led to understand that the precedence has been set for like a 55% residential and 45% commercial tax assessment that's split for condominiums like ours. For this year and previous years, we believe that our split does not equal to that of others, and for this year, you've determined our split to be 2170 or 5% residential and 43170 or 95% commercial.
So you got two.
Again, like a 95% split. We feel that our current and our previous assessments really aren't reflective of the actual dynamics, and we are requesting that you amend our taxes, our tax assessment for the 2011 year. And like we said, even though this is a vacation home and we have a rental agreement with Thousand Hills, we haven't rented this as much as we thought over the last years. And in fact, we do, like I said, we had it for 11 years, and our average nightly rental really has been 110 nights or only 30% of the year for the past, and that's a consistent average for the last 11 years. Again, we understand that other property has been assessed at 55.5 price, and we're utilizing actual 70%, but, you know, 30% commercial split. Again, our assessment doesn't reflect the actual. You also have our property valued at about, I think, $134,000. We were actually thinking of selling the property this year. There were some inquiries with real estate brokers that resulted in fair market value adjustments, and they were only willing to list the property at $89,000. Having said all that, we're simply just requesting that you consider that information and that you amend our assessment so that it becomes more reflective of the actual market dynamics and with a more reasonable residential commercial split. That's basically our request.
James, would you like to address?
Yes. To put the 45-55 split on the on your condominium, we need a letter from you stating that it's not available over 50% of the time. Actual and available was addressed by the Supreme Court, and they leaned to the word available and said that was what availability was the determining factor. So if we were to receive a letter from you to say that your condo was not available over 50% of the time, then there would be the 45-55 split, as you've referred to here. Right now, it is at, we all put the common value at residential, and yes, you are split 5 or whatever, 95 commercial, or in our eyes, 100% commercial.
Currently.
But if we receive that letter ASAP at the assessor's office through the fax of 417-546-6840, then we could make...
If you could go just see if we have that number here. But no, we don't. So can we get a 417-546-6840. Okay. 417-546-6840.
And use the term availability in your letter.
Right. Okay, and then what would that, what would we end up receiving then, or what would it change?
Well, there's two things that we need to address. First, what he's talking about would take you from the 100% commercial assessment to a split assessment. And the split assessment that's being offered is the 45-55, and I understand your request was for 30-70. But that's something
that's where our actuals are. Here,
I understand. I understand. Let me step past, and we'll address that with the assessor. Let me step past that, however. You have suggested that appraised value, which currently the assessor has established at $134,910, they have advised you in trying to sell it, you should list it for $89,000, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Well, I think that's something else you need to chat with us about here, because I'm not sure everybody caught that. Then again, maybe they did, but
yeah, I don't know what the, like, being in Canada, and we understand there's the market is so tenuous in the United States right now that really messing all the assessment values and so forth. And you can, sitting on the fence, thinking things are going to change, but it doesn't look like there's going to be any real change in the next year future. We bought this property well over the assessed value, and, he did was selling it this year, and the agent, he's going to take a bath on this thing, because it's only worth $89,000. So, that was quite a shock to us, because we have had for 11 years a lot of interest in our commercial cash outlay, but that isn't the case. So right now there's a difference. But again, I don't know how your assessment how you value your assessments. Like, I know it's a property that's sitting on the market. for more than 365 days on the market there, and they're just not selling for what they're
Mr. Senecor, Cora, this is James Strahan, the assessor, and I just handed the Board of Equalization, the five members, a list of sales, and I have five of those sales in that complex, ranging from 123, 102, and 130. There was a building sold in there for on May the 2nd of 2011 for 130. I'm supposing it might be three. It's 1,513 square feet.
Can you find that for us up there?
Then we have one sold in March of 2010, a two-bedroom for 123.
Well, you know, the reality is, this is Terry on Terry Sincora, and I mean, really, like, our issue here isn't the value of the market, but our understanding that there has been a precedent set for this condominium, which does a 45% commercial, 55% residential. Basically, bottom line, that's what we're looking at. That's what we're asking. We're just wanting the 45-55 that the other owners are getting. That's basically, just to be fair across the board, what's being offered to others.
We're, quite frankly, the assessor was faced with a dilemma when the Supreme Court made a ruling in Missouri that they needed to put all these rentals on at 100% unless they weren't available over half the time. So that's the process we're going through. Not everybody is on at 45-55, but in fact, when you send that fax, the assessor is going to make that change for you. So that part of this has already been done, if you will.
Oh, thank you.
Now, the second part is, and that's what we're talking about, is the value, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. Can you show me the one property that James had? I just need to know, is that a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom there?
We plan to do a report on that.
You just check your square footages and you can tell.
Hit report, yeah. 1513?
That'd be a three-bedroom, I'm assuming.
So that sale that...
Right. But the other one up above it would be a two-bedroom, the one in...
But this was a sale at the bottom that was 130. Right. It was a three-bedroom.
Right.
I mean, if you saw it off and it's like a bar 89 near 130 and doing that in the middle, I think that would be... I don't know if you can do that or not. That would be much appreciated.
We'll review it.
That's why we didn't sell it, because we were going to take a bath.
Yeah, we can be waiting on your fax. Where are you going to send that in the next day or two?
Yeah, pretty well send that within the next hour.
That would be great. I might get that back in front of this board.
You know, like I could be typing that thing up as we talk, in fact, but I just have the first paper here, where it's got the title of the company. The Tenney County Assessing Office, right?
Yes, sir.
And the assessor is James Strahan.
Strahan Office.
Strahan, sorry about that.
Me too.
Strahan, S-T-R-A-H-A-N.
All right, I'll type that up right now, and we'll send it your way. Now, fax is better than email?
Fax would be great.
Okay.
Two parcels, sir?
You guys are looking for us right now, like that we should be... anything else we need to really be saying? We're kind of new to this process.
Lost my...
We're in good shape, aren't we?
Anything else, Ron?
No, unless you have any other comments, what we're going to do is continue to look at this. Whatever decision that we make, we will send to you in writing within the next few days. And contained within that will be directions on how to contact the Missouri State Tax Commission if you all are not pleased with what you receive from us.
Thank you.
Then they will allow you to further appeal any valuation.
Thank you.
We thank you all for your time.
Well, we do appreciate you calling us back. Thanks, Board, for listening to us so diligently, and we'll have this letter to your office within the next, well, as soon as I can take this printed and fax it.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. All right.
Can I go back to...
wasn't this Sincora?
Yes.
Why is it I'm not finding the second?
No, this is
that was a duplex, or a duplicate. Duplicate.
That was Sincora. That was Sincora.
There was only one property.
There was just one property.
Yeah. Can I... take a shot at this new motion to fix what we're trying to fix over there with the promenade.
Yeah.
All I was going to do is take the same motion we had last time. Let's try it. Move to set values at $232 per square foot times the base area for the promenade condos, excluding any parcel that would receive an increase notice as a result of this motion.
And this is to supersede any other motions that have currently been placed
and
before this board in the
motion previously.
That makes sense.
I'll second it.
And now and forever can never be changed again.
Motion has been made and seconded.
Not so much on that.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Let's go back to this parcel if we could with Sincora. James, I put this on hold. You are awaiting a fax. Comments about the establishment of the valuation on this particular piece of property? Is that
how many square feet was his?
It was under 1,200.
I've got it.
It's 1,200 something.
I would not
1,218.
I would not have a problem lowering it to the 128.8 that he thinks from the 146.
Well,
the only thing I see is, in 09, it sold for 162 and 144, and in 10, it was 123 and 102. It's not really a good sample, though.
Well, what's that?
I just had four samples.
Well, just in his, 010, they threw it down.
So you think it ought to be less than 128?
Well, I think 128 would be.
We're at 139,910.
We're at 134.
So we're at 134,910. Clean these glasses. Thoughts, Joan? I mean, we could also deny that part, but it's up to you all, whatever you want to do.
I mean, we're right now waiting on a letter for him to send the letter to the 4555.
Correct.
And, James, you have no valuation recommendations on this parcel?
The 134?
No, because actually in our informal hearing, it was not an issue either.
Okay. So I'll just wait for the letter.
Mainly just concerned.
The split, yeah. Okay. But I would... like for you gentlemen to make a motion or consider a motion that when we receive these letters that we automatically make that change and get it to the county clerk instead of having to bring it back in front and eat up valuable time.
Absolutely.
That you guys have requested.
So make the motion to, if the affidavit is satisfactory, you'll automatically make the change.
Automatically make the change.
And get it to the county clerk.
What do you think about that, Ron?
I think that will work and expedite the process. So I would entertain a motion that all property valuations that we're waiting on, that we are waiting to receive a fax, a letter, or an email, which tell us in essence
attesting to
that the property owner does not make their condo available for rental over half the time, actually over 49% of the time.
Well, that's a book.
Good gosh. You got a comment there somewhere?
That the assessor will be able to immediately put those on the and the clerk on the books as approved. I'll go back over that for you. The essence of it is that we have a number of properties that we've put on hold because we're waiting for someone to come back. James's thought is, why should he have to come back to the board to ask us to approve them? And that's a good thought. Could you just go ahead and have them approved? So
motion to authorize the assessor to apply the split of classification once received an affidavit stating so.
As approved by the Board of Equalization.
And approved. Well, we can't do I can't do that as approved because we're authorizing you to do that.
After receiving the evidence.
But you make a motion. Affidavit. To make a motion to approve all parcels of property that are being held while waiting for a fax to be delivered to the assessor upon the assessor's recommendation to move forward.
Can I get that all on these three sheets?
Let me write up a motion. We'll come back to that.
Okay. I thought it'd expedite.
I'll make them. I'll write it there so it makes it shorter.
I think it'll help.
I do want to apply. I do want to move to apply the new Promenade condo motion to BOE number 0136 and 0137. That's the SABO. Applying the motion that we just passed to those two parcels. That's what I just made the motion on. I didn't see where we had made that motion.
We didn't because we hadn't talked to that person.
Which motion are you applying?
Sabo.
New and improved.
July 12th.
Well, I can't wait till the last day.
I can't wait till next year when he says it's the mistake of 2011.
I won't.
James, would you all right with that motion?
Absolutely. Only thing is you're just fixing to hear two more promenades, even labeled as promenades. Is that the ownership?
I didn't get a second on it. People are just...
I was just making sure we're done. Are we done?
Oh, no.
Sure.
Oh, okay. I'll second it.
Got a second on the deal.
Is that everybody's version?
So we're not doing that version. I ran out of ink.
Who gave Jim sugar?
Danny did.
Caffeine and sugar.
Danny did.
Thank you. For my what?
We're a little bit behind.
Did they have a choice on
can
sell?
Can we vote?
You
got to
vote.
I was both of those just now. She just called in, wondering how come you hadn't called and gave us those two numbers.
Okay.
As if the title table's speaking.
A motion has been made and seconded to approve another one of Jim's motions. Is everybody all in favor say aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
However you want to recap, it's fine with me.
All right.
We're sorry.
Fingers started again there, Dan.
Old war injuries are forgiven.
Please enter your
York.
This is whom?
Hello?
Yes, this is Ms. Lonergan?
Yes, it is.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Uh-huh. How are you?
I'm good. I apologize for us being a little late. Are you prepared to talk about your appeal to the board?
Yes, when I emailed my stuff, I told them I'm taking care of a cancer patient. And we had a nurse that just came in, and, you know, about 2 o'clock, and I didn't know if I had missed your call, so I had called over there to see what had happened, and they said you were just running late, so not a problem.
What the properties go to?
I think I faxed all the stuff that I had. Did you receive that, Ms. Houseman?
We have.
Uh-huh.
I am clicking on your... James, prior to the change on the Promenade property, what was this property valued at? What does she see in front of her? What was it?
On the first one? It was on for $175,000.
That's what I was asking.
And we've dropped that to $109,968 through the BOE action.
Ma'am, the Board of Equalization has taken a look at the Promenade properties, and this first property that we're looking at was dropped in valuation by this board from $175,000 to $109,968.
$109,968. $9.
Yes.
Okay. Which one is that? Is that the smaller one?
That's the smallest one, yes.
513B,
yes.
Okay. And then I have the larger one, 201A.
Can you tell me what happened there, James?
Yes, it was on at 208, and we dropped it to 167040.
208 to 167040?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. And how much will that reduce my taxes, sir? Do you know?
You would have to call in to my office up at
at
the assessor's office at 417-546-7240.
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were giving me a number.
Yeah. 417-546-7240. And the reason I kind of hesitated there at the end, I had to write that down. So.
So I just called that number. They could tell me what the taxes will be?
Yes, on their new adjustment figures.
Okay. All right.
Did you have any other comments about those assessments, ma'am?
No. Let's see. What the things we had got from the real estate agent, the first one, the 201A, I had bought that pre-construction at $189,900, and they were saying the fair market value, I have $107,250.
Okay.
From the sales, the recent sales. So the 167 is a little high on that one.
And you didn't have all the comparables?
What he's talking about is you were provided with a number of comparables, but there were a number of comparables that were left out that we're that we've been privy to. So what we did is we took all of those, added them together, and came out with a figure that we utilized to determine valuation. So we've gone through the Promenade and made that a more uniform assessment throughout the project.
Okay, I appreciate that. And the other ones, the 175, that was I had got like, I think, 104, so that's close to 109. You had more comparables on that one, too?
Yes, we did.
Have they been selling any now, or I know the market here is still real bad for condos.
The market's really stale right now, but they are selling a few. And we had to break that down with Mr. Obester's suggestion to a square foot cost is how we came up with these numbers.
But what you're saying is the market there is not very good right now either, right? That down in Louisiana?
Yeah. For condos. Rental is real good. You know, they're renting, but they're not selling because they're requiring too much down.
Right.
Like 20% down. And in Mississippi, they've also dropped considerably.
Ms. Lonergan, what we're going to do is we're going to send you our decisions in written form, and you'll receive those in the next few days. We're also going to send you instructions on how to appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission, should you choose to do that, for another appeals process. But that will be up to you, of course.
Oh, okay.
But we thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate your help.
Thank you very much.
This should help me a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Motion to apply newest promenade motion to BOE number 0140 and 0021.
Second.
There is a motion to apply the new formula through a new motion to BOE number 0140 and 0021 immediately. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Okay, let's move on. Zanjani, was that how you would pronounce that, do you all think?
Sure.
Okay. Back to the phone number for me, please.
Please enter your.
Mr. Zanjani?
Speaking.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization in Southwest Missouri.
How are you?
I am very good. We have a couple of appeals from you regarding some parcels of property that are here in the county, and I'm wondering if you're ready to talk about those?
On my schedule, I thought it was 2:30 my time, which is in about an hour.
Well, that would have been our time, but we can see if we can reschedule that.
I would really appreciate it if it's possible to do it in an hour.
Well, I'm trying to scroll down. We are booked every 15 minutes. Girls, is there a place where we could fit this in?
4:00.
I don't know what time that would be his time. Where are you located?
2 o'clock. That's 2 o'clock my time.
Is that all right with everybody here? We will schedule you for 2 o'clock your time, 4 o'clock our time. Today.
Today, right?
Yes, sir.
Great. I look forward to your call.
We will call you back. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mr. Ellsworth.
Who?
Yes, I see you're calling. I just don't know who you are.
Branson Woods Cabin.
Has he called him? I'll be suggesting lowering that value to the $75,000.
Yeah.
That's all I can provide you with the information on.
75 or 76?
I got 71 and 75 on my sales list.
Oh, he's got two of them.
He's got two? So maybe I better wait on my. I haven't seen his. I was just looking at mine here.
He can pull them up there for you, James.
It's not quite as high. I need a real time sale.
Please enter your.
Mr. Ellsworth?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Thank you. Yes, been waiting for the call.
Well, I'm here. We have you on speakerphone, and all members of the Board of Equalization are present. We have a couple of properties, if I'm not mistaken, that you have appealed the valuation on.
That's correct.
Are you ready to chat about those?
I'm ready.
I'll just let you begin.
Okay. Well, basically, it's the valuation with housing prices going down, and rentals going down, and sales prices going down. I think I turned in a few of those things there. It just seems very strange that the tax rates are going up. And so I was appealing it based on the fact that it seems to be overvalued. And yeah, you received the things that I sent in, correct?
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, if we sound quiet to you at times, it's because we're sifting through that.
Okay. And, basically I called earlier and found the valuations that were on it and found the valuations of the recent, comps that were available. That's why I sent it in. And, just try to get the equity thing done.
I'll let the assessor address this, if he will. James?
Okay.
Yes. Mr. Ellsworth, I'm going to make a recommendation to this board on your first appeal number to set the value of your condo at the $76,000 that you've requested.
I appreciate that.
Now, is that number 0162, James?
What's the parcel number?
It's parcel 3.159.
Got it. And what was the number?
$76,000.
$76,000.
Motion. I don't have the paper in front of me. I assume that's cabin 159.
I'm assuming.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. All right.
Danny?
Motion to approve upon assessor's recommendation.
I'll second the motion. That's regarding BOE 0162.
A motion has been made to lower BOE number 0162 to $76,000 per assessor's recommendation. Discussion? All in favor say, I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
I'm looking at the right one.
I think it was.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Let's move on to that second parcel. And his same argument would, I'm certain, apply to this.
Mm-hmm.
James, what was the total? What is the total?
135. But we've got a little bit larger cabin than the other one. Actually, quite a bit larger.
It has a second bedroom and second bathroom.
Where do you find the total here? So you got to just add them together. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at 133,691. Okay.
And I won't have a recommendation for the board on this one. I don't feel like we're that far off.
Sir, give us. Let me go back to look at information you said on this one.
Is that one giving us a sales price you got up there? Or am I missing it?
No, I don't see sales price. All right.
If you figure that, Jeff, did you figure the square foot cost on those two that we got sales on?
Me?
Yeah, I'll do it. I thought you. We're seeing $123 a square foot.
What it says is the second bedroom cabin sold 15% below the appraised value of $115. He still considers that a little high, especially when it's considered a $30,000 increase for a second bedroom. It's well above standard comp values.
$130.
Is that where we're at?
So we need to be at about $126 a square foot and apply that to the base. 126. We're looking at 131,000. And this has some adjusted on it also, as you noticed. Now I'm just using my.
Sir? The valuation that's established on this particular property is $133,691, and as we're looking at some comparables, we're not seeing a lot of difference here.
Okay, the ones that I sent you there?
James, what have you got aside from what he has also sent? We're going through those.
Okay.
What do you see on a?
I'm just using the two sales I have and dividing the square.
Tell him what those are, Jim.
I've got two sales confirmed into the assessor's office. One sold for $71,000. One sold for $75,000, and their units 153 and 154, but they're just 576 feet.
Those are comparable to the first cabin we talked about, 159.
Right, but if you deal that out into square foot cost, even all of the, and set your median on those, you're coming up about 126 a square foot cost. And
Okay, now, didn't I send you some two-bedroom comps?
Yes, you did. I
would
could
that
go
be more accurate than comparing it to a one-bedroom and then do square footage?
The only thing we haven't got on yours, sir, is date of sale, and my dates of sale is October 15th of 2010 and March 11th of 2011. I mean, all around the date of appraisal being January 1. But I don't have no dates of sale on your comparables.
Well, yeah, I called the realtor down there and asked for comps, and I guess she didn't give me dates. I just assumed that they were current enough to make them worthwhile. I apologize for that.
And that's not a that's a good thing that she's done here, but there's no dates, and there's actually no sale price on the confirmed MLS listings. There's just a list provided, but not attached to the description.
Well, okay. Again, logic on that would be is that obviously they're not going to sell for more than they're listing. And the listing price there is, you know, I guess, if anything, it's up for less than that. And if we took it for what the price is there, again, they're a lot lower than what mine was appraised at.
The date of appraisal is very, very important.
Okay. Because we both know that appraisals will have gone down in the last 2 years rather than up for, you know, strange reasons, not normal, but the last 2 years, even if they were old, I'm assuming Grant is like everywhere else, where the prices would be going down over the last 2 years.
Now, if you look at your 2201 Roark Valley Road comparable, 625 feet, sold for $99.9, that's $159 a square foot. And we just figured yours at $126 on that other price.
Okay, all right.
So if you divide these things out in the 570...
List price?
Mm-hmm.
List price versus closing price.
Okay, just a moment. I've been corrected. Okay. I stand corrected. Let me do this. It's 121 a foot on the one. The other one is going to run. We're not far off, sir, if you divide these out of as the way we're doing this, divided by the 576. We're at 131, so the 126 falls right in the median that we put on these.
Well, I guess there's not a whole lot more I can say about that. I do have another question maybe for future on this, because the last letter I got from you, I don't believe I remember seeing on the first letter, it had something about doing comps, not comps, but basically... rental income and the determining value. What is the formula you use for that?
We don't use rental income on these nightly rentals.
Oh, the last letter you sent me said you did.
That would be the letter from our office with referencing as commercial properties.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear that. Okay.
That's a lady that works in the county clerk's office, and it had been recommended that they send that information.
For commercial properties.
For commercial properties.
Rental.
Okay. Rental. Well, isn't this being taxed commercially? That's the whole problem. It's not, you don't tax the residential anymore.
These properties are purchased with the understanding that they might rent them 10% of the time, 20% of the time, basically just using the rent to pay those cabins off. They're not rented to the fact that, yes, this is going to make me money. I know in your case it probably is, but as a general rule, that's not the case. The ADRs...
I'm not understanding, because, again, what I understood a couple years ago, the taxes went up because they were redesignated as commercial rather than residential.
That's right.
Okay, so if they're commercial, then wouldn't... again, I apologize, but because of that last letter I got, I thought, oh, okay, well, this makes sense. Now I'm struggling again. if they're commercial, then part of the value, if I want to sell it, would be based on the income of the commercial property.
So you bought these as a commercial property?
We designated commercial after I bought them.
But that was your intent when you bought them?
Combination. I mean, I stayed down there through the year, too.
Well, the question I'm leading up to here is what income and expense report showed you to pay what you paid for those condos?
Oh, at that point, they were designated residential, so I went by residential prices. You're correct.
Okay.
When I purchased them, they were still residential prices, residential listings, and residential everything else.
Mr. Ellsworth?
Uh-huh.
James, did you have anything else?
No.
Board members? We're going to continue to talk about this particular piece of property as we are others. And what we will do on this piece of property, as well as the one that we just voted on, we will send you written verification of what we have done. And if you're not happy with our decisions, we're also going to include information that will lead you to the Missouri State Tax Commission, and you can file a written appeal with them as well.
Okay. I appreciate your help. You've been very open, and thank you very much for the consideration.
Well, we appreciate that, and we thank you for your time. But we'll send that information to you in just the next few days.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Have a good day.
Motion for denial.
Second.
You guys are fast.
We're trying to be evaluated.
Motion has been made and second to deny BOE parcel number 0163. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Go to the 245.
And this will be another condo that is in danger of an increase.
Based on information. Yeah. Is this a promenade?
No. This is another something else.
You need glasses, Jim. How come your eyes are so red from reading that computer?
Is that 6-2?
Why would they be in the threat of an increase? I don't understand what your statement was.
You're fixing to see.
76-71?
Please enter your account code.
We've come across two of these this afternoon.
Glasses and a new hairdo would really fix him up.
Maybe out at the restaurant. Kind of like this.
Jules, let's go back to that number again, please.
And go back to what, Ron?
The telephone number.
All they're protesting is the...
Please enter your...
45-55.
Yeah, but we went to looking at values not long ago on that.
On this same deal?
On a 45-55.
I wonder why that's not catching. I'll try it one more time.
Please enter your account code.
going on with their phone. Nathan, give it a try.
I don't have operated.
Yes, you do.
I do not. I have the girls help.
Well, we're getting through to the code. 91314620 7671. What if it's decided not to accept your code after all this time?
Please enter your account code.
Something went haywire.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Okay, let's verify. It is 620, correct? What I've got right here.
Can we get another line in here?
Well, we're getting out to the number. It's just not accepting. The first security code you gave me is 6027. I'll go back to that one. I've been using the 9042.
What number are you dialing?
620-7671 on the 314 area code. Searching now for 32 seconds.
Put them on speaker and hover up like a covey of quail around it.
Not it those. Is ringing.
Well, it did hear.
So,
not if those quails got teeth in their beaks. 314 would be the St. Louis area, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or Columbia, Jeff City area, or which one?
Try a different code, huh?
Please enter your account code.
Third one, no charm.
We smoked that old thing till it burned out.
Try the old number. 849-4365.
Please enter your account.
Jim, you need to go in there and use Donna's couch here and lay down and rest. Dozing off on us over there.
I don't know what that's working, why it's not working, Ron. It dials fine on my cell phone.
Why
don't we unplug it from the back and reboot it? Just unplug the power.
Unplug this.
Do we have any other setup like that up at our office? this the only one of those we have? Because I thought we used one in...
What's it in?
In Donna's conference.
No.
Nine.
What is it?
314-620-7671.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
I know why.
Every time. Oh, did he? Oh, I don't know.
Many please enter your account code.
Who would call them, by the way, before they come on?
Hello? My cell phone rings.
Call your cell phone from there is what she's saying. I tried that other number too and I got no response.
What'd you do, reboot?
He's calling himself.
Answering him.
Hi, this is Jim. Thanks for calling.
Make fun of that.
That guy sounded just like you.
What is a circuit's midget?
He must have reached some bar in San Francisco.
It's,
it is 314.
Yeah, no, I wonder if it's a 314 area code causing the problem.
Maybe. Should we go on to the next property?
Let's skip and go on to the next one, yeah. And I don't want to open trouble to you because...
All right, I'm going to mark the Harrises to come back. I'm going to drop down to Dillashaw.
Dillashaw.
Please enter your... What's
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
And we have... a property that had been appealed to this board because of its valuation?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Are you willing to talk about that at this time?
Yes, I'm ready.
Give me just a second to call that up myself.
Okay.
I want to look at... We have your form that you submitted to us.
Yes.
And we have the property card itself.
Uh-huh.
Emerald Point. Okay. Jim, have we already done something to these properties?
They've all been reduced from $76,200 to
$69,900
is what the motion has been.
Let me...
$75,200? What was the previous motion?
On the assessment notice that you have, what is the valuation that was placed on that property?
Okay, I sent you some copies of some retail value, what some real estate has been out there, and the retail value on what the lots have been sold for the last 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, and there's been one that has sold for $55,000, one for $18,000. One for $17,900, one for $22,300, one for $15,400, one for $25,500, one for $9,900, one for $40,000, and so forth.
That's the one with 51.
Letter that real estate agent sent me and said that she would list it for $7,500.
Would list the lot for $7,500?
Yes. Said that she would list it for $75,000 and then her commission would come out of it.
Ron, can this is the one that James, the assessor, said that there was 51 comparables, and he took into consideration those $10,000 lots and everything, but the means, the average was $77,000 and had been set at $75,000, but he had lowered it to $69,900. That was with all comparable sales, all the 51 comparables.
Ma'am, did you hear what the one board member had to say?
I heard what they said, and I understand that is on the first-time sale. That is definitely not on the second-time sales. And this is what they said, that in the last 2 years, on any resale property that had been sold up there, that's what they had been selling for. So what you're coming up with on first-time sales and what the resale value is nowhere near the same thing. And in fact, they said there had been 50-something properties out there listed in the last 2 years on resale, and they had not even sold.
And we have gone through this political subdivision with the assessor. Jim, I want to bring you up to speed. Just had a board member that stepped back in. We're back on Emerald Point.
Yep.
And her argument is that the comparables that we're using and that the assessor has is for first-time sale properties. And then on resale values, for example, the realtor told her that they would list her lot for, was it $7,500, ma'am?
$7,500. I sent you a copy of the letter that she sent me.
We now have it on the screen, so we're all looking at it. By the way, you're on the speakerphone, so we can all hear you.
That's fine.
This is part of the conversation we had.
Having, as far as I'm concerned.
At the time we bought that property, we thought that we were going to be able to even see the lake. And then at the time, now, there's no way that we can even see the lake. So it's the county sold to us under fraudulent circumstances. And I feel like that the value of that lot is not nowhere near what we were told that what it was sold to us for.
Can I ask you what you paid for that, ma'am?
I can't even remember right now. I know that it is more than what it's
worth. It was a lot of money, right?
Yeah. And I in fact, we have been advised to let it go back to the bank, to be honest with you.
Let me tell you, we are, well, first off, the valuation has been reduced somewhat. It went down to 69.9. We are still looking at these properties and we'll continue to look at them. If, in fact, we don't do anything else with it, or if we do, either way, we're going to send you a notification in writing within the next few days advising you of what the board has decided. We're also going to send you information regarding the Missouri State Tax Commission, which would be the next step if you're not happy with the decision that this board makes, and is a very simple procedure that you follow that would allow you to have an appeal with that commission that oversees all the assessments within Missouri. Now, until we look at all the properties out there again, I don't
think there's going to be other any other change offered by, am I right, gentlemen? But this board,
not this
board. Looking to my left and right.
So, in other words, all of that on the resale value is no, that has no, in other words, you're not even taking that into consideration the way it sounds.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It's in the, all the $10,000 sales, every sale is entered into the median of this thing. Every one of the sales that are in the area are all listed. Even the ones that you're talking about that are secondary sales and everything, they're all entered in. A total of 51, and the median was taken from the 51, because there's some with the new sales, it's over $100,000.
I know that. I'm well aware that they're selling some of them at that, but they're in a different location up in La Pointe than where our lot is. So it is not, I don't feel like that the properties where you can see the lake and everything, I don't think that that is fair to compare the lot that we have and the lot where they are selling them for $100,000 that has lake access and can see the lake. I think that is two entirely different things.
Where's her?
I cannot see where this right here, where the value, where you're saying that that is what the value of that lot is. There's no way. There's no way. When somebody tells me, when I had more than one person to tell me that they would only list $7,500, and then you're telling me you're going to tax me for 50 something thousand, there's no way that I will appeal it. I can tell you that.
No, we understand that. We're still in the process of looking through these lots. See, this is way back.
Mm-hmm. I was looking for an office license, is what I was looking for.
No, the reality is, first time sales, their salespeople are.
Sure.
It's a different environment.
I understand that.
But her argument is, the assessment process doesn't consider the two different environments. That they're treated the same, first time sales, as someone who has, or second or third time sale of that property. Which means you don't have the strong arm sale force. You don't have.
Well, I understand.
I mean, the recommendation is for her to go to the state. Tax commission.
Well, and she's going to do that, she said, if we,
yeah.
If we don't.
I mean, I think it's only fair to her to do that. We have to do the average on the, take the low ones and the high ones and average them out.
Ma'am, we're going to continue to consider this property. We've already made one blush at it with the assessor, and we're going to continue looking at these subdivisions. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Where are you located?
Where am I located?
Yes, ma'am.
Where do I live?
Yes.
Where I live in South Carolina.
Which county are you in?
I'm in Pickens County.
Okay. I was just curious. I know some people up in Mecklenburg.
You know where?
Mecklenburg County.
No, I don't know.
Don't know where that is?
No, that must be in the lower part of the state. Pickens County is
that makes sense. You know
to the
people.
Mountains. We're not that far. We're about 60 miles from Asheville.
I got you. James, we've been talking about Emerald Point. We're talking about the valuation that was established for the lots out there. Her argument is, number one, she's not Lakeview compared to many others, and she's second sale compared to first sale properties. And what they're telling people with second sales is they'll sell it for them. As her letter indicated, can you put that back up? They'll list it. They'll take a commission out of it,
but they'll list them for $7,500 for them if they want that team to sell them.
I understand.
Okay.
That seems to be a... I'd like to see a map of where her... Is there such a map?
Yeah, right there.
If you'll zoom in on that map, I know we use mass appraisals, but her lot is half the size of the one right behind it and valued the same.
And she don't remember what she paid for it, though.
She does not.
What's the right of her price?
Probably the same.
This one's 13,280. What is it?
Go back next one over. Yep.
They were all set the same by that sweeping motion, Jim. And look at the one right behind her.
Ma'am, are those
it's
streets...
It's a third this side.
Are those streets... are they developed streets?
Ma'am, are you still there?
Yes. There's not a house within about three-fourths of a mile of my lot.
Do you know if it has a lake view? Did they ask you that?
She said, no, it does not.
No, it does not have a lake view.
Okay. I think we need to debate this a little bit more because we have not specified Lakeview, not Lakeview. I'd be open to that, but that's something we haven't discussed yet at this subdivision.
And you can't, I see here you said you can't remember what you paid for it?
No, I can't.
She does have that document saying that they would list it for what, $7,500?
They would list it for $7,500.
13,280 on the big one up there, too.
Do you think it's worth $7,500, or what do you think it's worth?
If they list it for $7,500, I guess it's worth that. But it, they list it for that.
Well, I can understand you don't want to list it for that. That would be my feeling.
Sure, because that won't be nowhere near pay off what I owe on the thing, and that's the reason that my lawyer had told me that I ought to default on my loan.
Ronald,
at my age, you know what? My husband's 80 years old, and I'm 72 years old.
We just have to review on this, Ron.
Ma'am, just let me tell you one more time. We are not finished looking at this, and we will continue to look at this subdivision and discuss it. And we will send to you in writing what we have done.
Okay.
But we've got different opinions sitting here on the board, and we're going to have to work our way through this. These are big changes that have come to us that we're seeing. We're talking to people every 15 minutes all month. So we're going to continue that process, and I assure you we will get back with you in writing.
Okay, and... send me who that I need to appeal to.
I promise you we will do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time, ma'am.
Thank you for yours.
Uh-huh. Good day.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day. Bye.
You know, in the real...
But the way for us to be able to make an adjustment is for them to go to state tax commission, and then whenever it comes up, have a set price. She's going to go no matter what. We could give her
the only
break on it. She's going
to
go.
The only problem she'll have going to the state tax commission is she said that she's owed, our bankers advised her to let it go she knows what she paid for the lot.
And well,
she had disclosed that. And they will ask her.
I'm going to tell you, James, my mom's about that age, and some days, excuse me,
I understand. What's that?
So,
well, I guess my opinion, for what it's worth, I could see lowering that one. To me, that's not a choice lot. Right there, you say corner lots are choice lots. The way that corner lot's rolled out, it makes that place look like a diamond. And if you've got to deal with setbacks, the back end of that lot is not worth diddly squat. But with that comment, she's going to the State Tax Commission. To be fair to everybody else, I would almost make a motion to deny her request and let it roll.
Can you put, is there any possible way we can stay in that block and find lot 59? I have a sale on lot 59, parcel 59. This is 82.
I mean, Nathan, I'm about with you. I don't think she's going to be satisfied unless they get down to $7,500.
Yeah, I do too. I'd
and
weigh
the precedent that we're going to set in that whole area will be pretty rough.
We've got, I think, there's a horrible, horrible inequity out there from what the developer pays to what property owners pay. In this particular subdivision, the developer doesn't pay anything. I mean, that's just true. Am I wrong? Maybe I am.
I don't know, Ron, what I was on the phone with Bart Tishner. I've been on the phone with him for the last 15 minutes.
What's he been going on about?
Well, it's about the email we received this morning from a friend of mine.
Well, I can tell you that that distresses me to no end.
It distresses me, sir.
I'm going to make the motion tonight because I think it's in her best interest to go to the State Tax Commission.
Well, before we do that, don't we have to apply the Emerald Point?
We did the 69.9 on her.
Well, we have to apply that to this lot versus deny. So her new value will be 69.9, so that then she could appeal.
Right.
Is that correct?
Probably.
So, Danny, we need to just apply the motion. It's about how we have to do it.
Okay.
I'll second Danny's motion.
Motion to
apply the existing formula, which would bring this lot value to 69.9.
And she is Patricia Dillashaw.
Mr. Chairman, have you already got the second?
Mm-hmm.
While you're in discussion on this, I'd like to bring up those emails that I received from the State Tax Commission regarding developers' valuation, that it's a requirement by statute that they be equal to that of a private citizen when the parcels are the same. If they're both undeveloped, one is owned by a developer and one is owned by a private individual, they should be assessed the same. There should be not be any discount. And I understand Mr. Strahan has said repeatedly that in the past the BOE gave him direction to do that. But according to the information I've obtained, the BOE does not have the authority to do that, nor does the assessor. And I heard you mention that you saw some inequities out there.
No, I don't think it's an appropriate time, and I don't think it's just BOE's decision over either one of our interpretations of the statutes. They have authority here.
Excuse me, and comments are duly noted. We're way behind, and we're going to continue.
We have a motion on the floor to apply the existing formula, bringing the value of this property to 69.9. Discussion should be centered around what that motion is, which is this piece of property, and the valuation of the motion. I, in this discussion, have two things I want to bring up. There's been mention of two things regarding this that I think are relevant. One is the lot size, which is a third the size of the lot right next to it for the same amount of money. And the second thing in this political this residential subdivision is the difference between Lakeview and non-Lakeview properties. Those are two things that we discussed. If those are decisions that this board may make during the Board of Equalization, I'd prefer that we look at that, because we might affect the number of properties as we're going along, rather than wait till the end of this process to make a decision like that. And if we're not going to do that, then I think we need to have that discussion and say we're not, and get on with setting those values as we have been. But that property, where it sits, just hold it, make it just a little bit bigger again, one more time. Okay, where it sits, as you see, it's probably a third the size of the property below it and the property across the road below it, on the other side of that right there. But if I'm not mistaken, all are valued the same. And neither, now if you pull back out, as she expressed to us, have a lake view. So there are two things that she's brought up that I think are relevant. And if we say no, then we say no, and we go on, and we're able to say no to everybody. But those are two points that I think are important to.
I think Lakeview is so ambiguous that you won't be able to identify. Is it one little spot? If you're just right and the leaves are off, you can see the lake. Is that Lakeview? Lakefront is clear cut. Golf front is clear cut.
Right.
Lakeview is not. When Table Rock's at 935 feet, there are places that will be Lakeview that are not Lakeview when it's at 914.
Good point.
Some of these sales are Lakefront. I mean, likely.
Are the ones that are Lakefront running more than the others, or can you tell?
Didn't we look at the 159,000? Weren't they like?
They're not. That's deceiving on the map, Jeff. That's above Emerald Bay Condos. It's an upper tier, and it comes around the edge.
They border the core.
And it borders the core, but they've actually filled some of that out there. And those houses are setting up above and goes down to the lake, but there's no way to get there from those houses.
One thing, I don't want to make a move that jeopardizes the fact that in this terrain, some of those lots that you could have a lot that is a third the size of the other lot that's buildable, and you could have a lot that's 10 times the size that isn't buildable that lays within the terrain is a, and both the lots would be, according to that, would be at the same price.
Your and Nathan's points are both well taken. Those are good answers.
Yeah, and not that we couldn't get it done. My crew is.
I'm not suggesting that we move one way or the other on that particular point. It's just things that have come up more than once.
Right.
And I thought if we'd settle it, and those two points are that well taken, then we could move on.
That would basically, to make that work, Ron, we'd have to have a physical inspection of every lot out there.
Yeah.
And a physical inspection, as Nathan says, this summer would be a lot different than a physical inspection the first day of December.
Right now, the motion on the floor is to apply the existing formula, bringing the value to 69.9 on BOE property 0380. Is there any more discussion regarding that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Now, somebody tell me what happened with Brian and Judy Harris. Did we leave that?
Never could get through.
Remember, although that's the one we couldn't get through to.
Can I just do one point of clean up real fast?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This was a recommended motion from James, which was, and here's some wording I want you guys to think about for the appeals, that when we get to waiting for these classification letters. So here's a first swipe at it. Motion to approve any pending BOE appeal once the assessor has received a valid affidavit attesting to availability of parcel.
Up to July 30th, so we don't extend past summer BOE.
Well, it says BOE appeal, so if they haven't appealed, it doesn't count.
Okay, so make sure we don't start getting letters after the fact and make changes then.
What do you think, James? Is that wording all right?
That sounds okay. I just, like I say, I just want to expedite it.
Give me the language again.
And it can be worked on. Motion to approve any pending BOE appeal once the assessor has received a valid affidavit attesting to availability of parcel.
Can I give you some?
Yeah.
Motion to approve all properties placed on hold regarding 45-55 split if the assessor receives requested information.
That's fine. I'll make that motion.
Does that sound all right? That's pretty simple.
I don't care.
Well, if you're
still... No, this is fine. This is. I literally don't care. I just know we have to make the motion.
To get expedited.
Yeah, just so we don't have to stack
it. Otherwise, we're going
to
be...
Yeah, I'm trying to... Here you go.
Is there a second to that motion?
I will second it.
Jim made the motion. Nathan seconded the motion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Can I go back and try that number that we couldn't get through on, the 314 number?
Are you supposed to prompt, you promised to call Mr. Zhang Huagi or something at
4
3?
O'clock.
Huh?
4 o'clock.
Zhang Zhang.
I thought it was 3:30.
We were supposed to call him at 3:30, and he said put it off the floor.
No.
620, what was the last? Was it 3161? That's what I said. Okay, not even close.
He said particular. I couldn't say this is.
Please enter your
5,000.
Jim, I think you were right. It's probably the 314 area code.
This is acting funny that way.
And nothing's happening again. Okay, let's move on to the next parcel. That would be Marguerite and... Is that Ricky? That is a different way to spell Ricky, isn't it? All right. Mr. Reynolds?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi, Jim.
Yes, Ron. We have an appeal from you on a parcel of property.
Okay.
And
that's correct.
I have you on speakerphone, and the Board of Equalization is here. And if I'm not mistaken, we're at the Foothills, Thousand Hills Condos?
That's correct.
Are you ready to talk about this parcel of property?
Yes. What do you need to know?
Well... Whatever it is that you're requesting of this board, I am looking up. Okay, girls, on my computer it's not pulling up.
Go back just one slide there.
Our info didn't come up on that.
Okay, our images don't come up on the computer, girls. So. I can get to his in the beacon.
Okay.
I can go there.
I'm showing this parcel of property is assessed as residential, and it's assessed at a total of $99,021. Is that
right.
What, is that what you all show? And you're stating that you feel the fair market value is, they're pulling up for me on the board, is $76,250?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, can you help us with why you feel that way?
Okay, we've been here for 5 years. We moved up from New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And we've owned this place for 5 years now, and we've seen the value go down over the past 5 years as far as the other condos in the complex that have been selling. So when I received the letter from you that the taxes were going up on it, I contacted Carol Jones Real Estate Company and asked for them to supply me with a couple of recent sales from the foothills, and they did. And what I did was take the two most recent sales that they sent to me and just averaged the selling price of the two condos, and that's how I came up with $76,250. Now, also, the two most recent sales that they sent to me were for a walk-in level and a porch level, and I'm actually on a ground level, which gives it a little bit less value than the walk-in or the raised ones. So I just... because of that, I feel like the property tax really shouldn't go up. It actually should come down a little bit.
This is James Strahan, the assessor, Mr. Reynolds.
Yes.
I've got sales from that same area, and I'm going to present them to the board here. October 29th of 2010, we had a unit exactly the same size of yours sell for $103,520.
Mm-hmm.
December 1st of 2010, we had a unit smaller than yours. It sold for $80,000. One sold for $73,000, and one sold for $75,000. Those units was all 74 base area foot smaller than yours. The only sale I have close to your size in 2010, late in the year, there was $103,520. We also, though, up here, and I don't know why, whether it's we have one that sold for $66,500. But I have 13 sales in that area.
Okay.
And I will present these to the board to look at and to try to come up with a value for your condo.
Now, the one that sold for $103,520, was that a, what they call them, penthouse condos, the ones that are on the top floor? Actually, from what I understand, and I've been in quite a few of these condos here and speaking with the real estate company, they're all actually the same square footage in the foothills. They're all the same floor plan. I've been through about 15 of them myself. And the only difference is the upper ones have fireplaces and they call it a penthouse level on the very top. And I think the top has a vaulted ceiling. But as far as square footage, they should all be basically the same. They all get charged the same condo fee, and the square footage, I talked to two different real estate agencies, and they said they were identical in square footage. The only difference in the sale price would be based on maybe view, and if you're on a lower level. Like the level I'm on, you don't have a fireplace, and you're on you have to go down steps to get to it. So I would say I would be in the least valuable one out of three levels.
We're showing these all over the board as, but we're basically showing the base area as two different layouts of condos, a 1302 and a 1376.
Okay.
There's only one property.
All right. I thought they were all 1350, and from you know what I've seen and the agents that I've talked with, I was sure they were all the same size.
To the 80s.
That's not a big difference, though.
Is unit F or building F much different than, say, building A, B, or any of the others?
No. The only difference is A and B. I think A, B, and possibly C, but I think it may just be A and B are only two levels, and the one that I'm in is three levels.
Okay.
Which one's he in?
He's in F.
Doesn't show only shows one sale in F at 95.
Two, the average 80, which is where I would be.
F and F, yeah.
You agree with it?
Where'd you say you're at?
I would be at 80.
He took the ones that are all in F, I guess.
Well, if you did just all of them, it comes out like 82.
Taking every single sale there, he comes out at an average of 82. Is that what you said?
82.
I'd go with 80 or 82.
I was just.
He's got 82.
Over here.
Got one sold at 82.5 on April 1st in his comment letter.
Motion to set the price at 82.5.
Is there a second?
I'd second that.
There's been a motion to lower the value of this particular condominium. BOE number 0512 to 82.5.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. Sir, you're going to receive in writing in the next few days that the valuation of this piece of property has been lowered from the 99021 to 82.5.
Well, that's terrific. Well, I appreciate your time and help with this.
We thank you for your time, sir.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'm telling you that.
Smart enough to write off.
Goodbye. Before you forget, change your mind. Well, that's with the foothills. Guys, we're close.
So what?
End of the, we have a 4 o'clock, too, to come back to, don't we? I'm going to go ahead and call Cynthia Gray Emmert. Oh, back to the phone number.
Well, I want to make sure that was the right one.
I don't know about that, but I'm dizzy. Promenade, what can you give me the values of what this has gone to, or is it already there?
Hello,
is this Miss Emmert?
Yes, it is.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
And we are looking at an appeal that you have sent to this board to have the valuation of your property considered at the promenade.
That's correct.
Are you ready to chat with us about that?
Yes, I am.
I have you on speakerphone, so the Board of Equalization is all present and can hear you, and hopefully you'll be able to hear each of them.
Hold on just a moment, please.
Yes.
Could you turn that sound off immediately, please? Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Hello?
No, I'm here. I was laughing.
Oh,
I might as well admit it. I've got a couple of questions here first. James, does this fall on the properties that, or has an adjustment already been made on the computer?
Yes, this is in the promenades. And Jason Obster has furnished the information, some sales for you folks there, and I've added some sales to that, and we have come up with a square foot cost of median of all those sales and determined your value to drop to $141,985 using the square footage that Mr. Obster had values that he had provided.
I'm glad you brought that up because in preparing to talk with you, I went and looked at the measurements of the unit that I have, and contrary to what we had been told, and actually using the measurements on the plat that was given to me, the unit that I have is only, it's 200 and... it's 378.5 square feet, and that's considerably less than the 475 that has been reported previously.
Now, hold on just a minute. How many parcels of property are we talking about today?
Just one.
But just give me a second here.
Sure.
All right. We're looking at... 511B?
Yes.
Building 2. Girls, can you get that on the map, or have you got a description?
It says 612, basic area down there.
Right, but she's saying, what was the square footage you said?
378.5 square feet.
Yeah. Are you in the smallest unit down there?
Yes, it's a hotel room. It has two beds in it, and in one room, and that's really it. There's a desk and a
like
chair,
a studio.
And a bathroom, and that's all of it.
We'll have to check the square footage through our plat we have here on file.
Okay.
It sounds like we do have a mistake if that's the case of a Unit B instead of a Unit A.
Yes.
And Kenny's listening to me, my certified appraiser, and he'll pull that plat, and we'll have to determine your value once we determine the accurate square footage, ma'am.
Okay.
And I apologize.
Fine.
Ma'am, I'm going to make a motion that we apply the 232 to whatever square footage you have to come up with a cost. That's what we have done with all the other properties in that promenade.
375.
Okay.
And that will be satisfactory with you?
That would be $2.32 times the square footage. That would
be $232 times every square foot.
Okay.
And what we would... What we would be looking at, based upon your 378.5. I gave him the wrong information. 0.5.
It's okay.
Well, the assessor is going to go back, and he's going to take a look at what they have. But we're probably looking at something around 88,000.
Okay. That seems, that sounds good to me.
If we find it at being more, we'll have to contact you, but they've been applying the 232 to whatever the square footage is, but we will double check our plat.
I appreciate that. I'll tell you, between what actually I was told when I bought this and between what actually is, there's been a lot of discrepancies.
Well, ma'am, for the record, let me tell you that as per the assessor, James Strahan's recommendation, we will be lowering this to the 232 times whatever that square footage is.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, and I would really appreciate it just for my own curiosity what he comes up with in terms of the square footage.
We're going to
Can we reach her at this phone number?
What he would, what the assessor would like to do is, after that's been determined, is give you a call back. Will that work?
That would be, of course.
Then he will do that.
All right. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Do I have a motion for the assessor to multiply 232 times the square footage of this particular condo? It's already made and it's seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Before making the next call on a Vickery Motel, I would ask that the board go back to their previous decision on Vickery Motel and have it prepared.
Where? Is this the Kasparic? Kasparic? Or Kasparic?
Yeah, it's a Vickery Motel like we had two decisions earlier on.
Vickery. Is that out on the Poverty Point area?
Yeah.
It's the Shoreline Retreat in the Blackman.
Yeah.
What now?
Jeff, didn't we make a decision?
084 and 0516. But I just have down that you requested affidavits.
On the Vickery Motel?
On the Shoreline.
Oh, this is a condo?
This is the same. Yeah. That guy that we talked to over in Oklahoma, whose in-laws owned a pair.
Yes.
This is in the same.
It's just a
job.
Right? No.
Vickery Resort Condominium, Unit 4, Building 1. And we made a decision on two of those earlier this morning.
Vickery Resort?
Yes, it's out on Poverty Point.
It's
the old Vickery Motel. We discussed that.
We did.
And
Shoreline Retreat.
The Shoreline Retreat. We didn't have a decision.
Now we're waiting on letters.
Requested affidavits be sent to me.
Okay, but that's
nothing to do with value.
Is that
right? She was all classification.
Is that the same as this? Is Shoreline Retreat the same as the Vickery?
The same,
same motel. I mean the same facility.
Okay. I'm just asking. I didn't know.
Well, I thought you guys made a decision because I thought they was asking for $200,000.
Well,
just based, like this person is.
Based upon the motion that was made just a while ago, giving you the authority to move forward on any 45-55 splits if you get the information you requested.
Okay, as long as we didn't, if we changed the values, actually what I was looking for.
I don't have a note that we did. You gentlemen turn to your 11:45 appointments and see what your notes say. What do you have?
Requested affidavits.
For the 45-55, yeah.
Okay, so he may want something different then.
Now he's at 181,722.
I think that's exactly what the.
And he's requesting 200.
I need to take a look at that one.
Yep, he's another one of those. Just got his numbers wrong.
Here's a Vickery Resort.
Well, you've got it set at, was it?
201,722. Is he the same one, or is that the different one? Or is he, they got, how'd they come up with 200 and whenever James got it 201?
I don't know, because they're not requesting their split on either application. Now there's your lake access.
Oh.
They can walk to it. I mean, it's right there. You can fish almost from the buildings. They were up.
Well, I remember years ago when I used to go out there, Vickery was just a little motel.
It is. But they've
redone her, huh?
Well, a lot of motels is condominiumized. Put maybe two of their units together. Take out the dividing wall and sell condominiums instead.
Mm. I used to deliver fishing license down there years and years ago.
Okay,
all right, are we ready?
We're ready.
And I have a number.
Ready.
Could we have Donna call that person we can't get through to on the 314 number because it won't go through this machine?
Please enter your account code.
Yes, this is Mr. Kasparik?
Yes, sir.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Okay, can you hold for a second, please?
I can. We have that other gentleman scheduled before also, right?
All right, I have a conference going along with my wife. Are you there?
I am.
I'm here too.
We have you on speakerphone, so all the Board of Equalization is listening and will be able to speak with you. We have called up your parcel of property, Unit 4, Building 1, there at the Vickery Resort.
Yes, sir.
And we're ready to hear from you regarding that.
Okay. Well, no, I don't know where to start. I mean, I know times are hard all over the United States, and all I really, you know, in the last 3 years that we've had this piece of property, we've shown no profit.
Sir, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
On the request form that you sent in, you put down fair market value, $200,000.
Yeah.
The assessor has established the value of $201,722.
And?
And is that acceptable?
Well, I'm from Minnesota. And, you know, as far as the markets up here are going, you know, nothing's selling like it used to be a few years back. We put that not because we didn't know any better until, you know, and as far as trying to find some hard, comparable sales in the area, your assessor would know more about that than we would.
Yeah, and he's got some comparables for us, and I'm going to let him speak with you in just a second. Just one in that area?
Yes. I provided you guys with that list. I think it had two on it. What's it say on it? And what date did it sell?
One was 7/24/10, and the other was 9/17/10.
What's the 7/24/10 say?
It was 220.
One of those sold in July of 2010 for $220,000. We have that letter on file here. Of course, there's not many units there, but it is consistent with the past sales out there.
Sir, with a few sales that we have and them being above what you've requested, being above what James even has it set for, we were just wondering if you were satisfied with the 201 versus the other sales were for 220 and in that area, and I just wondered if you were satisfied with what he had it at 201.
And you're asking me this?
Yeah.
That's cheap.
Yes, our other comparable there is 220.
He was hard to understand. I'm sorry.
He was not close to the phone. I'm sorry. Here, Dan. Can...
Yeah, I will. I'll state it a little louder. I said with the this is one of the board members, and with the assessor's comparables being up in the 220 range, I was just wondering if you were satisfied with the assessor's price of 201 because the other comparables are 220.
Okay, well, you would know more about that than myself, you know, speaking that, like I said again, that we're here in Minnesota and you guys are down there. I know that you're doing a fair marketable value if this is what it is. I can't argue with you on that. I just can't argue with that.
Well, if you can't, I'm going to make a motion that we. James.
James, is this all commercial? This piece is a rental.
It's a rental.
You know, I'm not saying that. You know, I'm 59 years old here, and I'm hoping I'm close to retirement, and I'd like to come down to that great state of Missouri and spend some time. But until I get there,
are you going to bring some of those walleye down with you?
Well, you know, I could very well do that. You know, and maybe some carp too, if you're anchoring for a little off the wall stuff.
Now, the assessor fixes that for us. We don't like it.
putting the value at around the $200,000, then is how much will the taxes go up then for that?
Is this a raise?
No, it's not a raise.
Wait just a minute. Well, he got a notice, so.
Yes, it almost not quite doubled, but the value that was on there was pre-sales before they started selling those condos 3 or 4 years ago. It was just one that had never been taken to market value.
Before they started selling the condo part of the units.
You could call my office. This is James, the assessor. You could call my office at 417-546-7240 and request that they give you an estimate of taxes. And that should have been on your increase notice that you got back in the spring. I apologize. It's just been a month ago. But they can tell you what the taxes would be on that.
I'm going to make a motion to set the value at the assessor's $201,722, and for whatever the number is there on that property. What is it?
It's parcel number 0385.
Okay.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
There's been a motion made and seconded to set the value of parcel number 0385 at $201,722 as per assessor's recommendation. Before we vote on that, let me tell you, sir, that we will notify you in writing of this board's decision, and along with that, we will include information that will allow you to appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission for a second hearing through the state, which has the ability to lower that potentially even further.
Okay.
And there'll be instructions on how to do that, and it really is a simple process. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. We will get that out to you so that you'll have it in writing, hopefully within the next 5 days.
Okay.
And again, if you feel that valuation is too high, there'll be a procedure for you to follow to appeal that with the State Tax Commission.
Well, I just wanted to know if you can, off the top of your head, How much did that go up from last year, or did it go down a little bit?
As I understand it, it went up in valuation because it had not been caught before as a condo. Is that right, James?
That's correct.
But he wants, he's trying to self-figure what his tax would be. I'm sure that's his.
If you call that number, they can tell you
and
exactly.
If we would live down there permanently, would that go down? Would that make a difference?
Yes, sir.
Yes, a lot of difference.
The difference would be it wouldn't be a commercial piece of property. It would be residential.
Okay.
And they are figured at different tax rates. One's figured at 32%, the other at 19%, so it would be considerable.
About a 40% drop in general numbers.
If you call that phone number that he gave you, they'll be able to tell you what the taxes should be.
You got that phone number, Ken?
Yes.
And when can I make this call?
You can make call right now if you want.
All right, and is there any other information? What about the parcel number or whatever? What should I tell them?
The parcel number.
You have that? Yes, I do. Well, I think this pretty much concludes it then, hey, boys?
Yeah, and I think you better keep her around. She's got all the information.
35 years I've kept her around. I don't know why I should trade her in now.
Why is it that we husbands say we've kept our wives around?
Because we're good, I guess.
Ah, there you go. You folks have a good day.
You too now.
Thank you.
Now, the next time I'm down there, I might just drop some of them walleyes in Table Rock Lake for you.
You drop them in my refrigerator. I'll cook them for you.
All right, we'll yammer at you later.
All right, thank you all.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Just signed down, he made no change.
Made no change. That, you should have put it that way in the motion, I guess, but I did poke the numbers. So.
What he doesn't realize is one more year, you drag her in on 2 18-year-olds.
So, more correctly, the motion should be to deny. Can we redo that motion?
Motion to deny.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny BOE Appeal 0385. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Gentlemen, let's back to whoever that was we were going to call at 4 o'clock. And that's Mr. Zanjani. And if I could find his, boy, she's after it, isn't she?
This one's going to go up.
Emerald Point.
No, it's a condo and a vacant lot, isn't it?
Emerald Point lot and then a yacht club, maybe.
And I give you the comparables, didn't I?
Please enter your account code.
Yes, sir. Mr. Zanjani?
Speaking.
Ron Houseman again with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Did you say Ron Houseman?
That's my name, sir, yes.
Okay. How are you?
I am fine. I apologize for being a few minutes late. We had to squeeze you back in to get you in at the 4 o'clock bell, but we're here.
I appreciate that. Thank you for doing that.
I have all of the board members listening to you. We have you on speakerphone. We have your properties in front of us on computer and on a screen on the wall. And we are ready at this time to chat about those properties. Are you?
I am indeed.
All right. If I'm not mistaken, we're talking about property at Emerald Point.
Correct.
And let me ask you a question. The property number that is lot 74.
Yep.
Can you tell me what the valuation of that property number is on your sheet?
You know, the one that you sent us?
Yes, sir.
Sure. It is the
2011
evaluation. Yes. 14290.
Okay, before that, where it says total to the left of the assessed total.
He's not looking right. At that.
What would that say?
On the same line, 14290.
Yes, sir.
Bob, he's on a different page.
His assessed
should be.
At 14290,
which is appraised. 75.2.
That's what I need. What is the appraised?
75.210.
Okay, at 75.210. That's not what it is on my computer, so. So there was a recommendation from the assessor after going through the properties at Emerald Point to establish, for uniformity's sake and because of the comparables that were provided from sales, those particular properties at 69.9. So at least the first decision's already been made to lower this particular property from 75.210 to 69.9. Now, with that information, let me turn it over to you, and we'll move forward with your comments.
Sure. I want to bring your attention to a set of documentation that I sent in.
Okay.
There was an overall macro assessment of the market by a company called Rolfing Appraisals, who've been focusing in the Tri-Lakes area for the past 20 years. And they have a real macro perspective of what's going on, both in terms of residential, commercial, rental, and you know, vacant lots. And if you take a look at that multi-page assessment, it clearly shows that almost on any measure that you'd like to look at, property values have been gone down, and the market has gone down over the past 3 years. Everything from real estate, residential real estate prices down 25% to building permits, to occupancy rates, to whichever way you want to measure it. It clearly documents by listing all the sales that the prices have gone down. And I thought that that should, that can serve as an overall sort of macro view of what, where the market really is vis-a-vis the note of increased assessment value that you sent in, which, as I understand it, is based on market prices actually going up over the last 3 years. And so this macro perspective clearly shows that they have not gone up and, in fact, have gone down and significantly down. Now, let me specifically ask you to look at the lot in question. In Emerald Point, since 2008, 11 Lakeview lots have sold. Eight of those were in 2008, and the other three were in 2011, with no sales between 2009 and 2010. The average selling price in 2008 was $110,237, and the average selling price for the three that have sold this year is about $29,900. It is a significant and very punitive reduction in market prices based on the comps. And because of that, I'm having a really hard time understanding how the county assessor would assess the valuation of the property for taxation purposes higher. In fact, I was, you know, I was thinking that it's got to be much lower than it was before. Much lower than what it was before, based on the comps that I have, unless I'm looking at the different data than you are.
Well, we're certainly looking at and have looked at the information that you have sent. We also have a number of comparables from condominium sales that occurred in 2009, 2010, and 2011 that are not...
Sorry, are we talking about the condominium or the lot? Because I thought we were talking about the lot.
The lot.
We're talking about the lots.
Okay. So do you you have comp information, comp sales information in Emerald Point that points to a different set of facts that I'm looking at?
Yes, we have many sales. But now I will have to say, in my comp sales, I have nothing that even compares to the excellence of your lot and the view of your lot. We call that one of the superior lots in Emerald Bay, sitting on top of Eagle
Emerald Point,
up on Eagle Crest area. It is absolutely a fantastic lot. Our median on those lots out there came to 69.9, and I believe we had close to 40 sales out there in that area.
Well, as I said, and I got this information right from my real estate agent, Gerken Associates, and there's 11 Lakeview lots. And so, you know, I'm making the generalization that Lakeview lots all have pretty good views of the lake and would be considered prime lots. The average selling price has gone from 110 and changed down to just a shade under 30,000. So that is a massive drop in prices, and you know, I don't know which comps you're looking at that harkens to a higher average price sold than where I get to the 30,000, or where Jeff Gerken and Associates get to 30,000.
And what did you give for the lot? We had that up there, I think.
He didn't include that.
What did you give for the lot, sir?
I'm sorry?
What did you give for the lot?
What did I get for it?
He asked what you paid for the lot, sir.
I got to go back and look at it because it was over 10 years ago. To be honest with you, I don't remember exactly what I paid for it. But I thought that the entire issue that we're talking about is what has happened over the last 3 years, not what I paid for the lot 10 years ago.
No, I'm using what you paid for the lot comparable to some of the other people that have provided evidence and location of your lot to determine which, whether it's one of the premier lots or it's one of the other lots that has some, you know, maybe not the same kind of lake view or whatever. So that's what I was asking the question for. It didn't have anything to do with the 3 years.
I'm not challenging the question you're asking in any way other than the fact that my understanding of the scope of this assessment or increase in the assessed prices was that the prices over the past 3 years have gone up. That is what the letter says. That is what the previous assessed value is. Current assessed value is based on the last 3 years. All I'm trying to say to you is that the price of the properties, in any way, shape, or form you want to look at, have gone down over the past 3 years, not up. I am not challenging the calculation process of how you got to the number that you got for a period prior to this period. You use whatever calculation you use, and I have no reason to sort of doubt that or question that. I'm just looking at the last 3 years versus previous to that.
James?
I've got three lots with the same type view that you have in your... One of them sold in April of 2011 for $139,000 in this down market that we keep referring to. One sold in July of 2010 for $159,000. One sold in July 2010 for $139,900. Those are three lots that is very comparable to your lot, and I have those in affidavits signed by the buyer from that area.
Well, you know, the information that I got from my real estate agent who says that there was no lot sold in 2009 and 2010. There were 11 view lots sold in Emerald Point in since 2008. Eight of them were in 2008, and the last three were in 2011.
Well, let me help you with that, Mr. Zanjani. Your realtor didn't give you all the comparable sales. I don't know how else to tell you that. We're in possession of those here that have been presented to this board from the county assessor.
Well, the reason Mr. Gerken would not have access to things that were not on the MLS. Whereas people might buy something private treaty, just for sale by owner off of some of the, you know, internet site, Craigslist or something, that could get reported to James, that Jeff would not have access
to. I would not have information along those lines, nor could I, you know, vouch on the veracity if it's not a matter of public record. And all I can tell you is that no one has offered to buy my lot. We haven't tried to sell it. We have no intention of selling it at this point. You know, this is something we're going to probably build on for our own benefit down the road. All I was trying to show you is based on the public information available and based on my own experience, and we'll talk more about that on the condo front, based on my own information, on because I have tried to sell my condo unsuccessfully over the course of the past 3 years. You know, things are not going up in price. Things are going down in price and or not selling. I mean, that's my perspective.
Well, let me share with you again that the valuation that was placed by the board that lowered this to the figure that, what is the figure, James?
69.9.
Was set throughout. So there are a number of, well, I won't go there, but the value of those lots has been placed uniformly at 69.9. And this board just within the last hour has considered Emerald Point again. We'll probably consider it again. We're meeting with taxpayers every 15 minutes till the end of this month, every day. And if we revisit this, then we're going to treat this uniformly and fairly with all the other lots that we apply valuations to. Is there comments or questions that this board has of this gentleman, or James, do you have any more comments?
Not on the lot. The only comment I have is it went down in value, reflective of a declining market. I don't understand what the statements are saying.
My assumption is, and why one of the board members brought up the question of the purchase price, which is why that the question was put on the form that was sent. It gives us an idea of how much in value properties have dropped since they were purchased. And that was really his intent with the question. Can I have you move over and let's take a look at your condominium, sir?
I would very much like to do that, except I just want to understand one thing.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Where we're leaving this at this point, because the notice that I received from you from Taney County, it says that the previous assessed value in 2010 was $13,320, and total assessed value for 2011 is $14,290, total increase in assessed value of $970. Are you suggesting that that is not the case?
Yes, it dropped.
What
then?
That's not what his notice. Hold on just a second, sir. That's what he's saying is that's not what his notice says that he received.
That's the adjustment we made.
No. He's talking about before you made the adjustment in
right.
Point.
They had increased just equalizing. Those lots had never been looked at up there. We had raised everything else to the 75.2 and had missed a set of lots in the old phases. His happened to be one of those.
He said there were a number of lots that had not been caught and had been valued less than others. They increased those to the point of 75,210, and that is the valuation that was placed on them. However, this board has lowered all those lots to 69.9, which, if I'm not mistaken, would be less than what it was in 2010. Is that correct, James?
13,281.
That would be
I don't have any issue.
Would that
because
be the?
I was just protesting the fact that that an increase should be assessed between 2010 and 2011. If there is no increase, I don't have any issue other than pointing out that in my estimation, the decrease is larger than you think. And if you come to that conclusion, I hope that you respect that on my lot as well.
And we certainly will. But that,
okay, but for the purpose of this discussion, there is no increase in taxation for 2011 assessment.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Well, then, I hope that something is going to be sent to me reflecting that.
We're going to send that to you in the mail, hopefully within the next 5 days.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk about the condo now.
We are headed there.
Is that okay?
Yes, sir. We have that in okay. front of us.
Right. Again, my information in terms of MLS listings and what's sold comes from Gerken and Associates. That's a reputable agent who actually I've used to try to sell my condo over the past 3 years. Three condos have sold in Emerald Bay since 2006. Three condos that have sold in Emerald Bay Yacht Club since 2006. Two have sold since August of 2009. Two sold for 110 and 127, respectively.
We'll be done here in 10 minutes, Stella.
Currently, there are no active listings comparable to my unit with three bedrooms and three bathrooms. The 10 comparable units that have been on the market since 2008 that did not sell, the listings have expired. In 2008, four of these units ranged from price from $169.9 to $499. In 2009, four of them ranged from price from $129 to $245. And in 2010, one unit was listed at $199. In 2011, one unit was listed at $125,900. This clearly shows a downtrend that continues to fall. So that is specifics that I have in terms of Emerald Bay Yacht Club. And I'll also submit to the board that, you know, it's pretty well known that that particular condominium complex is having some individual issues of its own among its home homeowners board and the condo owners, and it's quite frankly being viewed in the local market as toxic, and nobody wants to touch it until the legal outcome of the action that's being considered becomes reality, which is why I haven't been able to even get a bike on my condo, even though I wanted to sell it in the past few years. So it's not only, I would submit to you, it's not only though the prices have not gone up, I would submit to you that the market specifically for that particular complex, not only has it gone down, but it's really a toxic asset right now.
What were you trying to sell your condo for?
I have tried to sell it for as much as $199,000, and the last time that we listed it for $169,000, and it still didn't sell. Not only didn't it not sell, we didn't even get an offer. So, you know, we'll probably have to reduce the price again as we're listing it, and, you know, I'm not.
What do you think you would reduce it to?
I'm sorry?
What do you think you would reduce it to?
I don't know. I got to consider a number of things, including, you know, my leverage on the condo.
It's currently on the books for just over $92,000.
Yeah, again, the scope of my consideration, my discussion with you, is the increase in assessment from 2010 to 2011.
What was it in 2010 on this condo?
The Chevy on there.
I don't have it on my paperwork.
You don't have it on your paperwork.
Okay, well, let me tell you what it says on my paperwork. On my paperwork, it says that assessed value in 2010 was $15,560, and in 2011 is $17,570. A $2,010 increase in assessed value, which is, again, significant. I don't know how that relates to the way you calculate.
It's 19%.
I'm not sure I want to know.
Well, I'd like to.
Wait just a minute, James. You're talking about a valuation of $92,463. We're supposed to be placing fair market value on these properties, and I know that there are other properties out there that you've looked at and that have sold for more than that. In fact, would this property be low? We have a person that owns it that's going to try to sell it for considerably more money, obviously, because he feels it's worth more money. If we want to talk relevancy, in Missouri, we're supposed to establish values based on fair market value. And I think you've been more than fair with this particular parcel of property. Now, express to me if I'm right or wrong.
I have to apologize to the board. I am low on this property based on the sales that occurred in 2010 and 2011. We're showing a range of values from 111,900 with five sales going up to 227,500 out in Emerald Bay Yacht Club condos in these same facilities. In fact, since July of 2010, I would call this a relatively active market. And I apologize to the board for not having these values up to the 90% of true market value.
Any of the board members can speak, but I can't, in looking at this property, think that it should be placed any lower when, in fact, it's considerably lower than what the property's worth.
Now, you say that, sir, but just because I tried to sell it for $169 and I was unsuccessful does not mean that it's worth $169.
No.
I don't know what it's going to sell for. I haven't been successful in getting any offers. And by the way, my condo has a dock associated with it, which the dock itself is probably worth $20,000 or $30,000 that I was bundling in together with the sale. The issue here is, has property values gone up or not over the past 3 years? And I'm telling you, in my opinion, and in my agent's opinion, and in the opinion of a very, very respectable macro real estate expert, that the prices have not gone up. And, you know, what you're arguing with me is that the initial calculation was wrong. And, you know, I don't know that because I haven't researched that. I don't know how you calculated it. I don't know what comps you used. And frankly, it's not my business. What is my business is to question the notion that prices have gone up over the past 3 years, which, given the facts that I have, is an absurd notion.
Well, this
is one of the mistakes.
2009,
yeah.
But if the value of a boat dock is involved in a condo price, that is the price of the condo. And I totally agree with the study that you sent in here. Those are very well-respected real estate people and appraisers. But to take their information and bestow it upon a particular set of lakefront condos and say that should apply to them as a general statement on this study, that's not correct. You can't apply that on certain areas of condominiums, and I'm assuming that these folks would relay that message on to you. They have privy to these sales that I have quoted this board. And,
no, sir, I'm not protesting, I'm not even suggesting that the macro indicators are specific to my condo. I am specifically saying that that is the overall market situation, and the comps that I'm quoting you from my real estate agent specifically for my condominium complex shows that the prices have gone down over the past 3 years, no matter how you slice it. And I am submitting this to you because in the increase in the test value that I received from Tarrant County Assessor's Office, going back, I don't know, about maybe 60 days ago now, basically says that your property values have gone up over the past 3 years, reflecting increase in real market prices. And that is just not true.
What is it? James, do you have any other comments?
Better not.
Does any board member have another comment or another question of the gentleman?
No.
Sir, we're going to discuss this particular parcel of property later, but let me inform you, if in fact and regardless of whatever valuation we establish, we will notify you of that decision within 5 days. We will also include information to you for the Missouri State Tax Commission with instructions on how to appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission which has final authority on the value of all properties within the state.
Understood. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you.
I move we deny BOE Appeal 0370.
Are you going to wait until he's off the phone? I mean, would you? I didn't even think your finger was on.
Oh, no, I let him go.
He's valued too low. It's a mistake. The four comparables that James had in the sales were all lower than that. Not one lower. Are we going to equalize taxes? This guy's really interested in getting taxes equalized in this county. Are we going to equalize taxes? He's got a motion.
I'm going to come back to your discussion. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Motion to deny. Is there a second? I'll second the motion. Is there discussion on the motion?
James?
Now, Dan. Oh, I'm sorry. Nathan.
Just tell me, when you value something, do you value a boat dock in it?
It should be in a sale price.
So it should be, you would see it in that sale price?
You should see it in that sale price because in areas like this where we get away from the norm of valuing condos, we establish what they call a neighborhood code.
Right.
This neighborhood code is authorized by the Missouri State Tax Commission. They're the ones that told me we could use this neighborhood code. It's not specifically addressed in the statutes, but it is a rule, an administrative rule set down by the Missouri State Tax Commission. So we reach a multiplier to then verify our cost approach to value. If we cost a condo in at $50,000 cost to build, the sales reflect they to be worth $100,000, we simply use a 2 multiplier at the very end of the formula to achieve sales comparison. Because there's no index reflective high enough, and that's one thing you cannot change by rule of the Missouri State Tax Commission, is have an index applied to places. So we apply what they call a neighborhood code to reflect the purchase of a boat dock, of a tennis court, of other various things within that neighborhood that we can't apply to this particular condo. It appears we have missed this set of condos if you look at the ratios involved. If you check me out on all those ratios, you'll see it's real easy to see if we're too high or too low just by scanning the ratio. And they've got to fall within 90 to 110 to be compliant with the state.
What's the lowest one you had in the sales?
The lowest one we had in that sales is
right here.
I can't use that 09 with that.
No, I'm talking about the late.
The lowest we had in that series of sales was $111,900, and that was in July of 2010. That was on my birthday, July 26th of 2010.
Then what's the size of this range? Because I'm not...
There's a little difference in the square footage. I would want this BOE to be made aware that he said he had a 3-bedroom condo, which is one of the largest in the yacht club. Did he say 3-bedroom, 2-bath or something?
I'm also on the phone again, so are you ready for it?
Are you
transferring over?
We'll take it. Got one last one. Nathan, I'm going to have to leave. Well, I might not. I got a 5 o'clock.
I'll cut your hair and won't charge you a dime.
Oh, no, I can't miss this. Staying late for me. How'd you know that's what it was?
I saw you write it down.
This house, that's assessed value then at 85 on that corner. It's assessed at 85.
It has to be. 85,000, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
the lot next to it.
The lot?
It's got a house on it.
Oh.
Bainham.
$447,000 house? Put Mr. Snavens up there if you want to see some big dogs.
Denny County Board of Equalization.
I'm Judith Kate, and my husband Charles Bryan is there.
Yes.
Yes, we're calling to appeal our tax.
I am in the process of pulling that up. Give me just a second. What time frame was that, guys?
2:45.
Oh, the wrong way here. Let me let you know that we have you on speakerphone, and the entire Board of Equalization is here, so we're looking at your property. If I'm not mistaken, it's the Grand Legacy Condominium, Unit 4, Building B.
Correct.
Okay. And if you would like to go ahead with comments, we are listening.
The comment would actually be a question why it went up so high. How can they justify from the time of purchase raising the tax rate so high?
This is James Strahan, the assessor, and I'm looking at your application, Mrs. Harris. I see that you don't have an argument on value. You didn't establish fair market value on your application. You just strictly state that you are interested in a 45%, 55% residential split.
Well, I just wondered what the justification was for, across the board to raise taxes on property that high.
Well, it wasn't across the board raise of taxes. We just strictly put those on. The Supreme Court handed down a decision that condominiums in the nightly rental program would be based on availability instead of actual rent, and a lot of those are the values that have been established at actual instead of availability, and that's why we put it on at 100% commercial versus your classification of last year. Now, if you want to say, write me a letter stating that your condo is available less than 50% of the time, then we can make that 45-55 split and already have a motion from this Board of Equalization to that effect. But I would need that letter sent to the assessor at 417-546-6840, and that would need to get here ASAP.
That's a fax line, correct, James?
That's a fax line, yes.
417-546, I did not get the last four.
6840. And you need to use the wording available instead of actual.
If you'll send him an affidavit by fax stating that that condo is available less than half the time for rental purposes, he's going to give you a 45-55 split. Currently, you're assessed completely at commercial, and that will make a huge difference in the valuation of that property.
Okay. 45%?
If you send an affidavit stating that you rent that, that it's available for rent less than 50% of the time, he's going to make that change.
Okay. To send it to 417-546-6840?
Right.
Okay. And whose attention do we send it to?
James Strahan at the assessor's office.
How do you spell your last name, sir?
Strahan.
You start to spell strong.
Stra, pardon?
Han.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Strahan.
Yes, we have a man here by the name of Strophus, and we have a hard time keeping us apart.
They look so much alike, I get them confused all the time, ma'am.
Okay, sorry about that. So you're the assessor?
Yes, I am the assessor.
Okay, we will send that to you right away.
Thank you.
So that's something that is important that you do that ASAP, okay?
Well, right now.
You have a good day now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what we'll do here, if I'm not mistaken, is apply. Where'd she go?
Apply our other motion.
Apply existing formula, or apply hold for.
Affidavit.
There we go. Hold for affidavit. 4555. The assessor has a motion that will allow him to move that forward.
I just think these are the easy ones.
I don't believe, since I have 5 o'clock, that we have anything else, do we?
Well, you had a motion and a second and a discussion.
I don't care.
And
we never made a vote on.
Well, I would say that I was going to offer a different argument, but I got called on that yesterday by a terrible name. So all in favor say aye.
Well, may I speak quickly?
Yes, sir, you may.
I'm not opposed to amending my motion, or if we want to vote it down, just go from scratch. But he sure doesn't get lower in my book.
Who are we speaking to?
Ally, Mohammed, then.
Oh, are we? Is that the motion, Ron?
Yes.
On this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did we vote on this last one?
No.
No.
So I got to run off.
Motion and a second, and then we got a phone call.
I apologize. So let's.
He thought she was on the line.
I thought you were talking about the telephone.
I thought we already dealt with them.
We did. The telephone.
But we didn't take the vote.
You didn't take the vote for a motion.
Oh, okay.
I've been keeping track of that, you know. I'm making sure.
All right, sir, let's go. And I apologize.
I'm sorry.
I messed up by taking a second motion. We're going to go back to. I thought that we did vote to deny on 0370.
I didn't think we did.
No, we didn't.
No.
We didn't vote.
It's a motion. You seconded it.
Motion's been made and seconded. All right, Nathan, your comments are?
He doesn't go down. I don't care if we deny him or if we want to change it and raise him up, but I'd probably just leave as it is, move to deny. First vote to deny.
Okay.
Currently, the motion stands to deny. BOE number 0370. More discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye. Nay.
Motion carries. Let's go to the. Let's go to the, as soon as I can find it, it was 245, wasn't it? I need a motion to hold for affidavit on the 4555 regarding BOE parcel number 0488.
I thought I had that, but that's, I'll make that motion.
Danny makes the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Did we have another one that we need to? I need to get over there.
I don't think so. You're going to get over there and I need a biscuit.
I'd like to have a review of all of them.
It's either a deny or it's changed by prior motion, which doesn't need to be. I'll make a motion on 0368 that it is.
We already voted on that.
By the other day? We didn't a while ago.
Oh, to deny?
I wrote that down because I knew what we were going to do.
Well, just now we did.
No, we voted on this one.
Oh, you didn't vote
on the land? Oh, no, this one we reduced, didn't we?
No,
no.
We didn't reduce the land.
Yeah, we did.
69.
We reduced it down to 69.
So the other motion
compared to what he
had. Okay,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I'm going to read that to you. I'm getting too big a fuss here, aren't I?
You're going to be mad and cut all your hair off. You're bald as a cucumber.
I hope not.
Are we voting on that, or are we just departing?
He's wanting to look at it.
He's done lost it.
He's one wanting to get out here, and now he's starting to reveal that.
This is making me nervous.
So what do I do with that?
Girls, I move that on 0368 we apply the prior motion of Emerald Point.
Second.
Girls, we hadn't already made that motion to apply the new formula. I just wrote it down, I guess. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Stand in recess until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you, everybody, for their patience today.